equity of products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 hoodie, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply, so call 800-571-0216 for more.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Some restrictions apply.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. It's a done deal in Spain. The nation's parliament has given the green light for the acceptance of gay marriages. It's the third country in the world to make such a move. It was a tremendous breakthrough for the gay community in a largely Catholic country. The Catholic Church remains unalterably opposed to such unions. The move by Spain comes on the heels of a decision yesterday by the Canadian government to allow such marriages to take place across the country. The Canadian government is said to be next in line to formally declare the legalization of gay marriage. In other news, rescuers have reached the wreckage of a U.S. Chinook helicopter that crashed into a mountain ravine earlier this week in Afghanistan. 17 American troops are believed to have perished in the crash, but there's been no definitive confirmation. A U.S. military commander would only reveal that they are engaged in a search and recovery effort, but mostly in a recovery stage right now. He went on to say that enemy fighters are still in the area, still unknown as what caused the crash in Afghanistan. The investigative arm of Congress, the General Accountability Office, says the military needs to protect servicemen and women who look for extra life insurance when they head to a war zone. Government investigators say such personnel is sometimes swindled by insurance agents. The agents try to get troops to purchase unneeded coverage or to pay more than they should for the insurance they wind up getting. Members of Congress say it's wrong for military recruits to be pressured to buy overpriced insurance. Federal audit has called into question more than $300 million given to a private contractor to oversee the hiring of federal airport screeners after 9/11. The questionable costs include $1,500 spent to rent 14 extension cords for 3 weeks. In New York City, the contractor chose to recruit screeners at the exclusive Waldorf Astoria. The audit was performed by the Defense Contract Audit Agency. U.S. and South Korean forces can deter and defeat North Korea regardless of whether the reclusive communist state has one or several nuclear weapons, a senior U.S. military officer said in an interview broadcast on Wednesday. The commander of the U.S. forces in South Korea, General Leon Laporte, said that the U.S. military believes North Korea has one or two nuclear weapons at a minimum and is also working to advance its missile program. Whether North Korea has one or several nuclear weapons does not change the balance on the peninsula, Laporte told South Korea's PBC radio in an interview taped on Tuesday, according to a transcript provided by the station. But he said the United States was fully committed to six-country talks aimed at ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program and sought a diplomatic solution to the crisis. You're listening to AIR, America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, so far we're off to a pretty good start. Southbound I-25, starting to fill in a little bit around 84th Avenue. Then we have a nice ride on I-70 from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. And Highlands Ranch, C-470, checks clear in both directions. And around town, Arapahoe and Broadway starting to bunch up. Foothills Parkway, the Dagville and Highway 93 are filling in. And the Turnpike, trouble-free both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Take a look at the forecast. Mostly sunny skies today. Maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 56 degrees. Tonight on Altitude, it's the 2004-2005 Denver Nuggets season review at 5 o'clock. Then catch a new episode of Around the Town where you can find out what's hot this weekend. Brought to you by Touchstone Energy. Tonight at 6 and 10 on Comcast Channel 25. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Ed Schultz.
Why are the Dems in the House and the Senate even there the way things are running right now? I mean, if they try to do anything, if they stand up to do anything, they are vilified and called a bunch of obstructionists.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, rates are fast approaching record low levels once again. For homeowners right now, with an adjustable rate mortgage or a high fixed rate mortgage, or those of you who are looking to buy a home this summer, you need to apply right now with EquityRelief.com. They have an excellent track record. It's earned my respect. It's not easy to get an endorsement from us, but I'll tell you what, I know their service is backed by employees who are the best lending professionals in Denver. They've been on for over a decade and continue to earn compliments about their ability to find the best rates and terms for Colorado families. That's because they're Colorado-owned and Colorado-operated. They are here. Let them help you next. Apply online on the internet. Address EquityRelief.com, EquityRelief.com, or call them 303-839-LOAN. That's 303-839-5626. EquityRelief.com. Call them today. Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Are you a homeowner in need of some debt relief this summer? Well, interest rates are moving down all the time. EquityRelief.com has the experience and negotiating skills to find legitimate mortgage programs, consolidating bills into a more manageable situation. It's been their specialty since 1993. EquityRelief.com on the Internet, a company I personally endorse and recommend because of their amazing track record and customer service. Before rates go up, again, 303-839-LOAN, 303-839-5626 today.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Or visit them online at yourhsaexpert.com. That's 1-866-472-3973.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, 6:06, 6 minutes after 6. High today around 82, and we do have a chance of some scattered showers or thunderstorms. That's after 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is really not that much, only about 30%. However, they are calling for scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly before 9 p.m. So, after 2 o'clock, it pays your money and it takes your chances. Hey, good morning to you. It's nice to have you along this morning. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. Now, coming up on Friday, tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Then on Monday, we have a best-of show. I'll be off on Monday, the 4th of July, and we've got a best-of show, including a rebroadcast of that great interview for an hour with Luis Urrea about immigration. And we'll also have a whole bunch of other good interviews, too, to run. Then on Tuesday, Aaron Hart will be here for me. I'm off on Tuesday, and I'll be back on Wednesday. You know, what traditionally happens around this time of the year is when you get close to the holidays, the news cycle begins to slow down. And usually when you get into about August, you start getting like in the dog days of summer, and not much goes on. This morning, however, though, and I couldn't find this any other place, but the Associated Press is running with a story, and the Rocky Mountain News reprinted it this morning. I couldn't find it in the Post, and I even didn't even see it. I might have missed it, but I didn't see it in the New York Times this morning. But, you know, we spent 4 hours yesterday talking about President Bush's speech and your reaction to it, and inevitably it led to a discussion about Iraq, which is, you know, something that just hangs out there every single day. I don't know how many of you think about what goes on there, or, you know, maybe it crosses your mind occasionally, or maybe you're like me, and you sit back, and I said it yesterday when I talked to Mark Udall, and I know I say it to all of you, where I sit back in astonishment that we're involved in this whole situation in Iraq, especially when there's an article today on the front page of the New York Times about the mood in Afghanistan turning to anxiety due to increased fighting by what's left of the Taliban. But I'm taking a long way around here to get to the main topic here. But, you know, I always ask people, I mean, why do you think that we got into this? And, of course, we had Ed Schultz on yesterday, and Ed said that the Project for New American Century, and I agree wholeheartedly with that. But it just seems to me that this is so senseless, this being involved in this war, and that Bush is yesterday trying in that speech, not yesterday, but the night before, trying to wrap 9/11 around Iraq and merge them as one. But this story this morning that is in the Rocky Mountain News, that's also being run by the Associated Press, but I didn't find it anywhere else but the news, says that Tony Blair, are you ready for this? Tony Blair is astonished by suggestions of the U.S. rush to war. Prime Minister Tony Blair firmly denied Wednesday that the Bush administration signaled just months after September 11th that a decision was made to invade Iraq, saying he was astonished by claims that leaked secret memos suggested that the U.S. was rushing to war. And, of course, he's talking about the Downing Street minutes. A day after President Bush delivered a televised defense of the war in Iraq, Blair said defeating the insurgency was crucial to protecting security worldwide and joined Bush in linking the war with September 11, 2001 attacks. What happened to me, or let me quote Blair here, what happened for me after September 11th is that the balance of risk changed, Blair said. After September 11th, it was necessary to draw a line in the sand. Here and the country to do it with was Iraq, because they were in breach of UN resolutions going back over many years. I took the view that if these people ever got a hold of a nuclear or chemical or biological capability, they would probably use it. Now, at the time, if you remember this, at the time, the conventional wisdom that Tony Blair and George W. Bush were floating to us was that, you know, England was like 45 minutes away from a nuclear cloud. Now Blair is saying something totally different here. After September 11th, it was necessary to draw a line in the sand here, and the country to do it with was Iraq, because they were in breach of UN resolutions going back over many years. I took the view that if these people ever got a hold of a nuclear, chemical, or biological capability, they would probably use it. Now, Blair was asked about the leaked memos, which suggest strong concerns in the British government that the Bush administration was determined in 2002 to invade Iraq months before the United States and Britain unsuccessfully sought UN Security Council approval for military action. People say the decision was already taken. The decision was not already taken, Blair said. He was a bit astonished at the intensive U.S. media coverage about the memos, which included minutes of a July 23, 2002 meeting between Blair and top officials at the Downing Street office. According to the minutes of the meeting, and then you know about the whole thing with Sir Richard Dearlove, talking about the intelligence being fixed to fix the situation, that Dearlove, the chief of Britain's intelligence service, said the White House viewed military action against Saddam Hussein as inevitable after September 11th attacks, and Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMDs. I'm bringing this up because I just don't know how you can avoid it. And I'm not even sure what question I want to ask here. What is it with Tony Blair? People, you can go and read the Downing Street. If you go to my webpage, at am760.net, you can read the memo. On Wednesday, Blair said raising such concerns was a natural part of any examination of cause for war. The trouble with having a political discussion on the basis of things that are leaked is that they are always taken out of context. Everything else is omitted from the discussion, and you end up focusing on a specific document, he said. It would be absolutely weird if when the Iraq issue was on the agenda that you were not constantly raising issues, trying to work them out, getting them in the right place. Blair suggested that the ensuring a victory in Iraq is now more important than debating the case for the invasion. I guess what I'm going to ask you here at 303-713-7600 is if you agree with Tony Blair, and if you agree with other critics who I heard on the Talking Head shows last night, that you know, it's useless to debate how we got into this. The question is, how are we going to get out? And Blair echoed Bush's pledge a day earlier to keep U.S. forces in Iraq until the fight is won. So Blair says the same thing for British troops. So my question to you is it, you know, we're there, we're in Iraq. So now, do we concentrate on, maybe I'm grasping for a question here. I mean, first of all, I don't even understand Tony Blair. Because it wasn't just one memo, but there, you know, some people have sent me emails saying Jay referred to it as the Downing Street Minutes. I mean, it's a collection of memos. And the Project for the New American Century, which the neocons put together, indicated that they wanted to go after Iraq all along. So I guess the question here is do you believe Tony Blair in what he's saying about this? Do you believe that what he's saying, that the Downing Street memo is no big deal? And is it more important at this juncture to figure out how to get out than it is to sit and have a discussion about why we got in? That was the gist of the conservative talking points yesterday that I saw on the Talking Head shows, which is we should be discussing what's going on in Iraq now, not having a discussion about how we got in. So do you agree with that, yes or no? 303-713-7600. And if you just want to pick up the phone and sound off about these about Blair's comments about the Downing Street memos, please feel free to do so. I'm just amazed that Blair goes along with Bush. What is up with this? And a little bit later, we'll be talking about the struggle over religion at the Air Force Academy. But right now, 303-713-7600, your reaction to Tony Blair's astonished by suggestions that the U.S. rush to war. Who's telling the truth here? That's what I want to know. Who do you think's telling the truth? And just your general reaction to what Blair has to say. 6:15, 50 minutes after.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASE also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASE can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASE now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now, 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Vendetta's Prison.
Think times have changed? Think again. On October 17th, the new bankruptcy law takes effect, and a whole new debtors.com
pre-qualify for that late model truck, minivan, car, or SUV. The loan experts at Rockies will let you know how much you qualify for, and that'll save you time in buying your next car. And you can also browse Rockies' massive inventory, too, at RockiesAutos.com. And if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? Well, at Rockies Autos.com. Those are the most important things they look for when joining the Rockies family. As long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business, and you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks, and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about what great people they are at Rockies, and it really is a great place to work. And they're hiring now, so apply in person. Ask for my friend Colby out there at the Rockies Autos. And don't forget about their summer hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Rockies Autos, with the convenience of matching down still going on, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Here's for a weight loss study. To see if you qualify, call 303-492-2485 or email cbstudy@colorado.edu.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Red and white.
Good morning. 619, 19 minutes after 6. High today around 82. All right, we're talking about the story that's running on the Associated Press. And was picked up this morning by the Rocky Mountain News. Blair astonished by suggestions of U.S. rush to war. And the questions I'm asking here, one of them is it more important now to figure out how to get out of Iraq than it is to talk about how we got there? That's number one. That's the number one question. And then the other thing is, do you believe Tony Blair, that this administration did not fix the intelligence, that there was no rush to get to war, and that they simply, that the memos were leaked out of context, and that they were trying to figure out, and they were trying to piece together what was going on. Let's get on the phones. We'll go to Keith in Colorado Springs. Keith, good morning. You're on AM 760.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here, Keith.
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, we can barely hear you. Try again.
Cell phone, sorry. Hey, Blair's lying to cover up for Bush, and I think he's politically too connected to Bush now. If he doesn't side with Bush, then he torpedoes Bush. And if Bush goes down, Blair goes down. I think if the impeachment proceedings are started against President Bush, I think things will turn bad for Blair in England. So,
all right, is it more important to talk about how we got in, or is it more important to talk about how to get out?
I think the only way we're going to figure out how to get out of this is to talk about how we got into it. I think there needs to be a discussion about how we got ourselves into this so we don't do it again. You know, I thought that this was all over with after Vietnam. I thought we'd learned our lessons, but apparently we haven't, and we still have political leaders that think they can lie their way to victory, and I'm just hoping that truth does come out, not just for the sake of impeaching Bush, but to save the presidency and to restore America's credibility around the world.
All right, Keith. Thank you, man. Have a great day. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Cynthia in Denver. Cynthia, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. I really like your show.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much. I pretty much want to echo what your last caller said. I think it's important that we identify that and keep saying it over and over again that this president lied. And, you know, I come from a recovery background. And what I learned is that, you know, when that environment lies and we all get upset and we chase the issue and not really look at the lie, it's another way of getting the focus off of, you know, the substance abuser, you know, and the character defect. And I think we just lose focus if we keep getting involved in arguments about who do we believe, why we don't believe them, It's a lie. There's facts to support he's lied from day one. So that should be the mantra from here until he's impeached.
Well, what about Tony Blair's statement, though, about how he's astonished that the people in the U.S. would think that the United States rushed to war?
Well, you said it was only in one newspaper, so we already know the media covets and they, you know, cherry-pick issues. But, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You know, why would we give any credibility to his associates? Why? I mean, you know, or I think what you're doing every day is wonderful, keeping the issues out in front. But don't forget to say that he's a liar, and it's proven. And we just have entertainment value discussing the lies. But don't forget he's a liar.
All right. Thank you, Cynthia.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, Blair says that people say the decision was already taken. The decision was not already taken. Blair said he was astonished, a bit astonished, at the intensive U.S. media coverage about the memos, which included minutes of a July 23, 2002 meeting between Blair and top officials at his Downing Street office. You know something, though? Didn't it get a lot of coverage in Europe? Why would Blair be suddenly... I'm astonished that it didn't get as much coverage as it's gotten. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Joy.
Hi, Tim.
You know, there's one thing about these Republicans. What comes out in the news every day is very entertaining. I mean, you never lack for something from them. Sir Blair lies.
You think Blair's lying?
Absolutely. I mean, what do those minutes mean? Are things down in print that, I guess that doesn't count for anything, minutes that were taken at a meeting. So let's just ignore them and move on. Republicans don't want to, I don't get it, Jay. I mean, they want to ignore, you know, Bush very well may have committed a crime. And so he shouldn't be held responsible.
Is it more important to talk about how we got in, or is it more important to talk about how we can get out?
I think they're equally important. Sure, we need to focus on getting out of there. But how we got in there was illegal. You can't go in and make a regime change. I mean, there were 21,000 sorties flown while he was talking about the diplomatic process. So those are facts. Those are things you can't ignore. You know, they refused any independent investigation where they had no problem investigating Clinton for lying over a sex act. But taking this country to war illegally, let's just ignore it and move on. A typical Republican response.
Yeah, that's what they were spinning yesterday, anyway.
Sure. I don't expect anything less from them. Let's ignore a crime, and let's just move on.
You know, they're the ones, too, that always talk about personal responsibility. Well, why is it they don't want to have any responsibility in this, I wonder?
This administration has taken no responsibility for anything that's happened to this country. None.
Yeah, I agree. Tim, thank you, man.
Sorry.
All right, Greg in Firestone. Greg, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
It's a beautiful morning.
It really is.
This is sort of an easy one, but I thought I'd call and chime in anyways and officially maybe get into the 6 o'clock club here.
You got it.
You know, I guess first, I want to know where Blair gets his American news from, because I'm kind of astounded that he thinks that we've had intense coverage of the Blair, you know, the Downing Street minutes. And, you know, I guess in answer to your question, is it more important to talk about how we got in or how we got out? And I think I agree with the other callers. If they were disingenuous about getting us in there, I mean, these are the same people that are going to be responsible for getting us out. And
but should we concentrate on a solution of how to get out, or should we still be talking about how we got in? The reason I bring this up is last night I was watching Hardball I can't think of his name now for some reason. Howard Dean was on there, Chris Matthews, and Howard Dean was on there, and Matthews kind of raised that point to Dean about, well, what's more important? Is it more important to discuss getting in or getting out?
Exactly. And I think, you know, getting out is an important topic, but we got to look back and see how we got there, and can we really trust the people that got us into this to get us out? I don't have I guess, too good of prospects on that idea.
Do you think Tony Blair's not telling the truth?
He's covering his butt, and we all know it. He's in just a stick with Bush, and birds of a feather flock together. I think that's how it's going to go. He's got to basically provide cover. I mean, they stood up together in the Rose Garden or whatever when they were talking about aid to Africa and that, and that British reporter asked him about the Downing Street minutes. I mean, they both basically scoffed it off at that point. So, more of the same.
All right, pal. Thank you for the call. Have a good day, too.
You too.
All right. 303-713-7600. And I know we spent 4 hours yesterday talking about the president's speech and about Iraq, but I saw this morning and I just couldn't let it go. That Tony Blair says he's astonished by the suggestions that the U.S. rushed to war. And he's claiming basically that it never happened. Tony Blair says he firmly denies that the Bush administration signaled just months after September 11th the decision was made to invade Iraq, saying he was astonished by claims that leaked secret memos suggested the U.S. was rushing to war. A day after President Bush delivered a televised defense of the war in Iraq, Blair said defeating the insurgency was crucial to protecting security worldwide. Do you buy what Tony Blair is saying here? And is it more important now to talk about how to get out, or should we still be talking about how we got into this mess? 303-713-7600. Take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk at 629. And let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Sunglare is a big issue right now, so you want to make sure you have your shades when you head out the door. Now, eastbound I-70 bunches up right around I-270. Then we're loaded up southbound I-25 from 104th under the turnpike. Eastbound 670, a little slow approaching I-25 and around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy. And Denverbound on the turnpike, we're now slow around Federal. Off the highways, crews are busy with a crash on Wadsworth at Cancaro. Looking at the forecast, mostly sunny skies today. Maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 56 degrees. Todd Elton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get your choice of a 2005 F-150 or 4x4 Ranger for just $13.9. That's right, after rebates, only $13.9 will get you in an 05 F-150 or 4x4.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source. Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
If you're in the market for furniture and thought you couldn't afford fine leather furniture, think again. There's a brand new store in Denver called Furnico. They sell top-of-the-line leather at a fraction of the cost. How about a three-piece set, sofa, loveseat, and chair for just $11.98? In fact, the most you'll pay for a three-piece top-grain leather set, just $22.98. You can't get one leather piece at other stores for that little. At Furnico, you get the whole living room set. The prices are so low because they design and build the furniture themselves at Furnico. That way, they cut out the numerous middlemen. And with their grand opening going on right now, when you buy a three-piece set, they'll throw in an ottoman for free. Along with top-of-the-line furniture, they also sell top-quality pool tables for a fraction of the price. Furnico, they're off Arapahoe Road on South Revere. You'll absolutely love them. Call ahead for directions, 720-221-3300. 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765 or online at fernicohome.com. Spelled Fruhoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder or call 449-9551. It's Freehoff's.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jay Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're hypocrites if we don't ourselves uphold human rights and civil liberties.
Al Franken from 10 to 1.
No milk, no sugar, just truth.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Lots on the table, and most of it is important and fun stuff.
Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8.
I don't know when being called white became an insult in this country. That damn Howard Dean better stop it.
Bill Henry, 8 to 11, and more. The Other Side has their radio station. Now we do too. AM 760.
Good morning. You're coming up on 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today around 82. The story this morning, run by the Associated Press and picked up by the Rocky Mountain News, Tony Blair says he's astonished by suggestions that the U.S. rush to war. Blair basically saying that the Downing Street memos, or the Downing Street minutes, depending on what you want to call it, was taken out of context and that there was no rush to war. Your comments, do you agree with Tony Blair on this or disagree? And how about the neocon spin yesterday, which is more important to talk about prosecuting the war than it is talking about how we got into it? 303-713-7600. And do you think Blair's lying here? Is he just trying to cover his rear and also cover Bush's rear? Or were the Downing Street memos minutes taken out of context? Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, I didn't get to see the headline. This is the first I saw that Blair's obviously covering his butt. But the thing I did call about, there's two points I'd like to mention. One is, I'd like to know the players in this Carlisle group, and I'd like to know more about them. I think if we investigated them and opened them up, we could probably solve most of the global conflicts on the planet. And I am a thinking Republican, not a goose-stepping one. Mm. And the other thing I'd like to tell you, I'm an old-style Republican. And the other thing I'd like to say is that, Democrats have the power to change companies and the way they do business. If you buy one share of stock, it gives you the same voting rights as if you had 1,000 share. So, there is the power to do that. You got to play by their rules. That's the way it is. So go out, buy stock in Halliburton, and vote those proxy statements.
All right, pal. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
All right, thanks. 303-713-7600. And talking about Tony Blair saying this morning that, and this is an Associated Press story, picked up by the Rocky Mountain News, not picked up by anybody else, though, not in any of the other papers, that Prime Minister Tony Blair firmly denied yesterday that the Bush administration had signaled just months after September 11th that a decision was made to invade Iraq, saying he was astonished by claims that the leaked secret memo suggested that the U.S. was rushing to war. A day after President Bush delivered a televised defense of the war in Iraq, Blair said defeating the insurgency was crucial to protecting security worldwide and joined Bush in linking the war with September 11, 2001 attacks. What happened for me, this is Blair now, what happened for me after September 11th is that the balance of risk changed, according to Blair. After September 11th, it was necessary to draw a line in the sand here. And the country to do it with was Iraq, because they were in breach of UN resolutions going back over many years. I took the view that these people ever got a hold of a nuclear, chemical, or biological capability, they would probably use it. Blair was asked about the leaked memos, which suggested strong concerns in the British government that the Bush administration was determined in 2002 to invade Iraq months before the United States and Britain has unsuccessfully sought UN Security Council approval for military action. People say the decision was already taken. The decision was not already taken, according to Blair. You believe Tony Blair on this? Blair said that he was a bit astonished at the intense U.S. media coverage about the memos, which included minutes of a July 23, 2002 meeting between Blair and top officials at his Downing Street office. And according to the minutes, which you can go to AM760.net, and you can click on the J. Marvin page there and read these. According to the minutes of the meeting, Sir Richard Dearlove, chief of the British Intelligence Service, said the White House viewed military action against Saddam Hussein as inevitable after September 11th. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and WMDs. But the intelligence and the facts were being fixed around the policy. Blair says that that's taken out of context. Yesterday, Blair said raising such concerns was a natural part of any examination of a cause for war. The trouble with having a political discussion on the basis of things that are leaked is that they are already always taken out of context. Everything else is omitted from the discussion, and you end up focusing on a specific document, he said. It would be absolutely weird if when the Iraq issue was on the agenda, you were not constantly raising issues, trying to work them out, getting them in the right place. Do you agree? Do you think Blair's telling the truth here? Blair suggested that the ensuing victory in Iraq is now more important than debating the case for invasion. And do you agree with that? That we should, that you know, this whole thing about the Downing Street memos, that we should stop debating about how we got into this and try to figure out how to get out of it. And there's a constant debate about getting in, how we got in, is it not going to solve the problem? And Blair echoed Bush's statement from the other night, that British troops would stay there as long as they're needed. Now, meanwhile, while you've got all of this going on, there's a front-page story this morning in the New York Times. The loss of a military helicopter with 17 Americans aboard in eastern Afghanistan yesterday comes at a time of growing insecurity in Afghanistan. For the first time since the United States overthrew the Taliban government 3.5 years ago, Afghans say they are feeling uneasy about the future. Violence has increased sharply in recent months, with a resurgent Taliban movement mounting daily attacks in southern Afghan and gangs kidnapping foreigners here in the capital, and radical Islamists orchestrating violent demonstrations against the government and foreign-financed organizations. The steady stream of violence has dealt a new blow to the still traumatized nation of 25 million. So we never finished, which we were talking about yesterday, we never finished the job in Afghanistan. And now we're involved in Iraq. So your reaction to Tony Blair's statement, do you think he's telling the truth or do you think that he's lying? Are you willing to call me up and tell me that you think that Tony Blair is a liar? That the Downing Street memos prove conclusively that we rushed into war in the Iraq? And do you buy Blair's statement about it's we better figure out how to get out? And it's better to figure out how to get out than it is to stay in. Or figure out how we got in, rather. Let's go to Will in Denver. Will, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. First off, I listened very carefully to what Tony Blair is saying. He's not denying the content of the memos.
He's not. You're right about that. He's not denying the content. That's true.
He's dancing around exactly what they say, and he's saying that they've been taken out of context. So, frankly, I think the memos are true. I think he's dancing around trying to put a positive spin on it. And notice it took 2 months for him to get around to saying anything about the content of the memos at all. When they first broke the story, it was 3 days before parliamentary elections over in England. Why didn't he deny them then if they weren't true?
Well, you know, you're bringing up an important point here. He's not denying the existence of the memos. He's just saying that the memos are taken out of context. Now, here's the other question. Is it more important to worry about how we're going to get out and how we're going to solve this, or is it equally as important to talk about how we got in at this point?
Well, I think it's equally as important because it affects how we get out of it. If we can see that there are legitimate reasons to go to war, then it's justified. I mean, turning his thinking around, it was not as important. Bringing up the Vietnam analogy, which was more important, finding out the reasons we got to Vietnam or getting out and possibly saving, you know, thousands of lives, American soldiers and millions of civilians. The so-called liberal elite need to start doing the job that we should have done almost 4 years ago, and that's diligently questioning and challenging the reasons for war. At this point, it's better late than never. We should have been doing this almost 4 years ago, because it's our duty as a democracy to challenge the things that our government is doing, particularly when it could be a potentially catastrophic mistake.
Chris Matthews was saying that to Howard Dean last night on Hardball. He was saying, well, we're there. You know, now the question is, how do we get out? And Howard Dean, you know, was going back and was and kept referring to, you know, how we had, you know, he used strong language last night. He said we blundered into this thing in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And I happen to agree with him. I mean, I would love to ask Tony Blair, what is it about George W. Bush that Tony Blair feels like he has to go to bat for this guy?
You know what? It's a mystery. I think it's just that if you're not with us, you're against us kind of mentality. If we're supposedly their strongest ally, they need to follow us wherever we go. But one more thing, talk about whether the war is a success or not, and this was something that was raised on another talk show on your station. I won't name it, but she's absolutely brilliant, too.
Oh, you can name it. Randy Rhodes?
Randy Rhodes, yeah. There was a point last night, and I double-checked it. 3 years, 8 months, and 3 weeks passed from the time of the attack on Pearl Harbor to the surrender of the Japanese ending World War II. When we entered a war, we went into war against not one, but two enormous threats to our very existence, and we won, going away. More time has passed now between September the 11th and today's date, and there is no end to this insight against a much smaller, much less threatening enemy. I'm not making light of the threat of Al-Qaeda, but they're no threat to conquer the world. There's they're not on the scale of the Axis of World War II, yet more time has passed. We are nowhere near resolution on this.
Yeah,
it's been a complete disaster.
The only thing I would say, though, to disagree with both you and Randy Rhodes is, you know something?
What?
In World War II, the Axis was fighting a conventional war. These guys are fighting a guerrilla war. These are insurgents, and insurgents are extremely hard to beat. And if you're going to beat them, it usually takes 12 to 15 years. And that's where the administration is not leveling with us. Hey, Will, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, have a good day. 303-713-7600. Is Tony Blair telling the truth, or is he lying and covering up his rear and covering CYA?
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
Brakes customer for life. Just Brakes. Earning your trust at every stop.
There are additional charges for additional repairs. Offer good for most cars and light trucks.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Ed Schultz.
Why are the Dems in the House and the Senate even there the way things are running right now? I mean, if they try to do anything, if they stand up to do anything, they are vilified and called a bunch of obstructionists.
On AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Jay?
Yes, Jean.
Hi. I just wanted to agree with your prior callers that I agree that you have to understand why we got into this war and how we got into this war in the first place, because these are the same leaders that are going to have to get us out, and if you don't understand the veracity of them, it's just irresponsible.
Well, you know something? I'm going out on a limb here by saying this, but I really believe it. I don't think George W. Bush is capable of getting us out.
No, he isn't.
I don't think he has clue one on how to win this thing.
No, and he really doesn't have any desire, I don't think, truly, to get us out.
Of course, there's the charges that we're not going to leave because of the 14 bases
right.
that are being built. But I'm saying that I don't think... Here's how I see this. And I thought about it more last night, after we had talked about it yesterday morning, about his speech. To me... You ever look at a globule of mercury? Remember,
yes.
We used to have that in science class, and you'd drop that on the table, and it would explode mm-hmm. into all these little beads of mercury, and it would go all over the place, and you couldn't contain it?
Right.
I think that this guy has done exactly that with Iraq.
I think you're right.
And I think that we're stuck. I mean, I think
right.
that there's no way to fix this situation no matter what happens.
Well, and... Also, I wanted on this Blair column or the Blair article that you were talking about in Rocky Mountain News, that column or article is also in the Denver Post this morning.
How come I couldn't find it?
It's on an inside page where they hide a lot of things that are important, but it is in the Denver Post. But one of the things that
what page is it on in the Denver Post?
You know, I don't have the newspaper with me right now, but it's on in the main section on an inside page on the side. So I don't have the paper with me now, or I'd let you know. But I don't understand why Blair either is so close to Bush. That just boggles my mind, why he would want to tie himself with this guy.
I don't know.
You know, unless he feels that he has to cover his own, because if he doesn't cover Bush, then something else comes out about him, too. I don't know. But that is the weirdest relationship I've just ever seen.
You know, I've thought about it, too. I've thought about it, too, and can't figure it out.
One other thing that, in an article in the Denver Post this morning that was very worrisome, was a comment about, you know, the helicopter that was shot down there.
Right.
Yesterday. There was a sentence in that said the worrisome spreading insurgency in Afghanistan.
Well, that's also in the New York Times this morning.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this, you're right. It goes back to Bush and Mercury. It's just, everything's just breaking apart.
Yeah, I don't, it's like I said, I mean, I don't think this guy knows how to get us out of anything.
No.
I think we're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for the call, Gene. I appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye. All right, John in Westminster. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Of course, Blair is lying. Bush is lying. Everything he says is a lie. It's all Bush it. I mean, they went over there to Afghanistan to take over the opium trade. They went to Iraq for the oil. They have no intentions of getting out. Bush has no intentions, as far as I can see, of probably giving up power. I think if he's threatened to lose power, his grip on power, he'll just melt half a city here, call it a terrorist attack, declare martial law, then he's dictator for life, like all the other dictators for life we supported around this planet. I mean, George Sr. gave $43 million to Al-Qaeda when he was in office. Bush has owned them. Look at the $8.8 billion.
Wait a minute. Where did you get that from?
It's the facts.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's a fact. Where did it come from?
He gave them $43 million when they were fighting Russia.
Oh, you're talking. Okay, wait, all right. You're talking about when the Taliban
George
were involved,
yes,
trying to get Russia out of Afghanistan.
The Bin Laden Bush family connection. I mean, $8.8 billion that Paul Bremer stole from us when he's been running Iraq. And he worked for both Bushes. I mean, whose accounts do you think that's in?
Now you're talking about the 8.5 that they can't find.
$8.8 billion. Well, you know, he probably just dropped the receipts getting out of his car, and the wind blew it away. Give me a break here. That's in Bush's accounts. He was handpicked for that. They're making tons of money.
Now you don't know that.
Anybody that's
in his bank accounts.
Well,
come on.
Who do you think it is, my friend? Yours?
I think it was stolen. I'll tell you, my friend, who I think it was. I think it was stolen locally by the Iraqis that are in power there. That's what happened to it. You better wake up, partner. Oh, I better wake up, partner? Sure. I think you better get some more solid facts, partner.
They're all facts.
Well, yeah, but cite them. Hold on a minute.
They came out with all these. They've got atom bombs,
sir,
in suitcases.
Sir,
they built one in a whole country. Now
sir,
they got them in suitcases.
Pal, I'm going to ask you one more time. Hold on a minute.
Go for it.
All right, thank you. Show me the proof that you have that Bush took the $8.5 billion. Where's what'd you just say?
8.8.
Okay, 8.5, 8.8. The fact is, where do you have? Show me the proof that Bush stole the money.
He worked for George Sr. He was handpicked.
That's not proof. That's guilt by association.
Show me the proof that he took the money. Oh, here, can I speak?
Yeah, if you'll answer the question.
He was handpicked by Little Bush to run Iraq for the Coalition Provisional Authority for a year and a half. And he's missing $8.8 billion.
Give me proof he stole it. That's what I thought. Thank you, goodbye. I mean, if you don't have proof, then you don't have proof. I mean, you know, no one is disagreeing that the money is missing. But you have to have proof that George W. Bush stole the bread. And I asked you like three times. And you couldn't answer me. Let's go to Phil in Aurora. Phil, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yes, the thing that I've noticed and I heard yesterday is that the Brits only have 8,000 troops in Iraq. Are you there?
Yeah, that's true. They only have 8,000.
And also, the British economy has been doing really fine. That's why he got reelected. So I wonder how much of this is lip service and how much of it is, okay, guy, I'll just give you enough rope to hang yourself. Because the Brits are not that much invested in this.
Well, I think it's pretty interesting propositions that you bring up. Unfortunately, I'm out of time.
Okay.
Phil, thank you, though. Good comments.
All right. Bye-bye.
Coming up, we're going to talk about, we'll get back to this. We'll get back to this a little bit later on in the morning. But coming up, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Air Force Academy here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork, and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
Order online at FTD.com. That's FTD. F is for flowers.
T is for trusted.
And D is for delivered today.
We can't stop Al Franken from talking, and we don't want to. So, we're playing fewer commercials. This is KKZN, Fort and Boulder, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush has given his consent to the formation of another layer of government in a bid to remove intelligence communications between the domestic and foreign spy agencies, Air. This with the creation of a new National Security Division. The plan was announced yesterday by the White House aimed at consolidating the power of the new Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte. Prior to the recent creation of the National Security Division, Negroponte's role with respect to the FBI had been considered vague. With the new intelligence agency, all aspects of intelligence would be under the jurisdiction of Negroponte. Hundreds of Israeli soldiers raided a Gaza Strip hotel today to remove about 150 Jewish extremists who had barricaded themselves inside several weeks ago to protest Israel's planned Gaza pullout. About 10 busloads of soldiers and paramilitary police raided the Palm Beach hotel and went room to room to remove the extremists who had stockpiled food and surrounded the hotel with barbed wire fences. Some settlers were carried out by soldiers holding each other's limbs, and arrests were reported. The opponents were being loaded onto buses by the soldiers. In an interview published today, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said he ordered police to crack down on the extremists. Federal audit has called into question more than $300 million given to a private contractor to oversee the hiring of federal airport screeners after 9/11. Questionable costs include $1,500 spent to rent 14 extension cords for 3 weeks. In New York City, the contractor chose to recruit screeners at exclusive Waldorf Astoria Hotel. The audit was performed by the Defense Contract Audit Agency. Bank of America is expanding its credit card operations with a $35 billion cash and stock deal. The third largest bank by assets, Bank of America is buying MBNA, the world's top independent credit card lender. The deal is expected to close in the fourth quarter of 2005. In other news, slowed down by heavy rains and rugged terrain, rescuers have reached the wreckage of a U.S. Chinook helicopter that crashed into a mountain ravine yesterday. There's still no word on the fate of the 17 troops who were aboard the aircraft. A U.S. military commander will only tell the Associated Press it's a search and recovery operation, but more into the recovery stage at this particular time. Says enemy fighters are still in the area, so the search team is having to do a tactical operation along with the recovery efforts. They're also investigating what caused the crash. It's believed that the helicopter was downed by enemy fire as it brought in reinforcements for a battle with suspected Al-Qaeda elements. You're listening to Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
I was seeing a busy ride on the highways this morning and now seeing some trouble. In Aurora, southbound 225, jammed back to Parker Road. That's because of a crash on the shoulder near Tamarack. Also loaded up southbound I-25 from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70 now slows from Pecos to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue slows approaching I-25. Now around town, we're crowded on Arapahoe and 28th, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy. And Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Federal to Pecos. Looking at the weather, mostly sunny skies today with the possibility of an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 63 degrees. It's a return of short-term parking at DIA. Follow the arrival signs to level 4 curbside. Just pull a ticket and park for just $3 an hour. It's a great way to meet family and friends inside the airport. Call 303-DIA-PARK or visit flydenver.com for more information. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, presents Jane Marvin, weekdays from 6 to 10.
We're hypocrites if we don't ourselves uphold human rights and civil liberties.
Al Franken, from 10 to 1.
No milk, no sugar, just truth.
Ed Schultz, 1 to...
All right, class, please take your seat.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Titan is now offering you auto insurance at lower rates. Want to pay less? Then call 1-800-TITAN-UP for more details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today of around 82, and we do have a chance of some scattered thunder showers later on in the afternoon. Christian lawmakers said Tuesday they worry about the chilling effect on religion in the wake of the Pentagon report citing the case of inappropriate expressions of faith at the Air Force Academy. Seated in the audience was former Academy Chaplain Melinda Morton, who testified and who has accused the Air Force of reassigning her and prompting her retirement because she had warned about pervasive religious intolerance at the Academy. On the line with me is Chaplain Melinda Morton. And Chaplain, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning.
All right. For those people who don't know, and I can't imagine that there is anybody who doesn't, but who may not have been following this in the papers and just turned the radio on, what happened to you at the Air Force Academy?
Well, first of all, I think the issue is not what happened to me at the Air Force Academy, but what happened to the Constitution of the United States at the Air Force Academy. I was several people who brought to the Academy.
Oh, you're starting to cut up there. Are you calling on a cell phone?
Okay.
All right, Turk, can we try to call her back? We'll try to call her back and get her on there again. We'll see if we can get the phone straightened out there. That's the perils of live radio, is that, you know, you end up having have stuff like this happen. We got it. We got it straight. Okay, Chaplin, can you start again?
Yes, absolutely. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Okay, we got a good connection. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think that the issue is not what happened to me at the Air Force Academy, but what happened to the Constitution of the United States at the Air Force Academy. And I was honored to be one of several people who brought to the Academy's attention and the leadership of the Academy's attention problems that we were having at the Academy with leaders at the Academy crossing the line and therefore violating the Constitution by associating their position and their power with specific religious expressions. And that does violate the Constitution because as government actors then, you are in essence privileging one particular religious position over another in terms of governmental action and authority.
All right, give us some examples of that. Can you give us some examples of what you're talking about?
Sure, and I think that, as you said, many of those have been in the press recently. And some of the examples are our football coach at the Academy, who's been there for quite some time and is quite a powerful figure on campus, as well as obviously with the team, placed a banner in the locker room saying, "I'm on Team Jesus."
Hmm.
The commandant of cadets have made statements to the cadets in gatherings and forums, which and also has published commander guidance, which clearly privileged and took the position that spirituality is best resourced as conservative Christian evangelical ideology. So
those two examples right there would be a definite violation of church and state.
That was my concern, and also my concern was that, as General Rosa said to the Board of Visitors, that at the Academy we had created a climate where we had crossed the line so many times we no longer knew where the line was. And as someone whose job it was as a chaplain to advise commanders on religious climate and also to help commanders walk that line between the Establishment Clause and the Free Expression Clause in the Constitution, I was very concerned that we had already created a climate where our students, our cadets, were going out into the Air Force with very erroneous beliefs about and had practiced under regimes that it regarded the separation clause in the Constitution as something simply to be ignored or swept away in favor of religious proclamations.
Are all religions represented equally there, or is that not the case?
It is not the case. Well,
I mean, in other words, let's say I've got a son who goes there, and my son is Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a rabbi in attendance there?
Absolutely. And the Academy, I believe, almost always, obviously there are not that many rabbis in the chaplaincy of the Air Force, but the Academy always attempts to have a rabbi on staff there, a priest of the Eastern Orthodox faith there. We usually have a couple Catholic priests at the Academy. So the Academy, as one of the premier educational institutions, attempts to staff its chaplaincy as diversely as they can at the Academy. And I don't believe that that is really the cause for concern. The cause for concern is how did the chaplaincy as a unit function within that environment. So it's not particularly the demographics that were there, but what became the priorities of the chaplaincy at the Academy, and more important, what became the priorities of command and and how did the chaplaincy fail to do their job in advising command appropriately? And I believe what happened is that the clear conservative Christian evangelical influence, which exists here in Colorado Springs, began to impose itself on the academy in terms of faculty and staff and leadership, which brushed aside the appropriate constitutional priorities there and instead put in those places the priorities of religious ideology.
How widespread was it? Is it just a few wrong-headed players, or was it bigger than that?
Well, I think that we have used the terms systemic and pervasive, and obviously I would not have taken the actions I have taken, nor do I think others would have, if we felt that the problem was just a few actors, or and I have said this over and over again, or if the problem was cadet behavior. We've never made a claim that the problem was cadet behavior, and I think if you'll look, one of the difficulties we have with the recent Air Force Task Force report that came out was this constant turn in the report to say that somehow these were just these isolated individual incidences of cadet, if you will, misbehavior. Well, my goodness, if that were the case, we would, as I've said very often, we'd march the cadets into Arnold Hall and say, you're not playing right. We want you to do this instead, and it would all be over. But that's not the problem at the academy. That's not the case at the academy. The case at the academy is a systemic and pervasive problem with leadership. That is, leadership is setting a tone and example consistently in the classrooms, on the sports fields, with the air officers commanding who command the cadets in the dormitories. That's where our problem exists. And is everyone engaging in sway? By no means. By no means. But the problem is that you set a tone and you set an example, and pretty soon these young people go out in the Air Force as leaders, and they are immediately leaders in the Air Force, with the notion that that's how we run the Air Force. Or worse, that if they are from a majority religion here at the Air Force Academy, that somehow their contributions and their spirituality are less worthwhile to the Air Force and to our nation. And that is absolutely not true. And we cannot send these young people out into the difficult situations in which we're sending them. We're involved in conflict right now in an area of the world where religion itself is a huge player. And these young people need to know very well what our Constitution and our country stands for in regard to religious diversity.
All right, it's 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to former Air Force Academy Chaplain Melinda Morton. If you can hang on just for a few more minutes, I'd like to ask you a couple of more questions, and we may have some people who want to talk to you on the phones. Can you do that?
It would be my pleasure.
All right, 7:15, if you want to talk to the chaplain, 303-713-76.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture. Plus, huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports. With complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
DEET. And stop those ornery disease-carrying skeeters in their tracks.
Mosquitoes. Don't let them bug you.
Tub dealer. Stop in and let them show you why they feel Beachcomber hot tubs are one of the best hot tubs on the market. The quality, the comfort, the guarantee is second to none. And Beachcomber hot tubs are Canadian built to withstand our cold climates with four walls of insulation to create one of the most efficient tubs out there. Ask about their limited edition tubs that can save over $1,100 in most popular options. From exterior maintenance, free enviro skirting, to whisper quiet hush pump for 100% filtration. Owning and maintaining a Beachcomber hot tub is as easy as it gets, and the hydrotherapy jets give you pressure and motion to relieve stress that just takes away those aches and pains. Visit the family-owned Heatwave Stove and Spa in Boulder, 2840 28th Street in Boulder. That's 2840 28th Street in Boulder, and see how easy it is to own a Beachcomber hot tub. Give them a call, 303-442-7980 if you got any...
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available, so request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
Details, call Brooke at 303-492-2485 or email cbstudy@colorado.edu.
Sticking it to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:19, 19 minutes after 7. Good morning. High of 82 today. Increasing clouds in the afternoon. About a 30% chance that you could get rained on. We're talking to former Air Force Academy Chaplain Melinda Morton, who testified and who has accused the Air Force of reassigning her and prompting her retirement. And, Melinda, I want to get into that a little bit. And if you want to talk to Melinda, 303-713-7600. So, Melinda, you complained. Complaint's not the right word. You expressed concern about what was going on. Then what happened to you?
I actually did what chaplains are supposed to do in the Air Force. I brought to command's attention over a period of about 15 months some of our concerns about the climate at the Air Force Academy, and I worked very hard on that. I was on the Tiger team that worked up the educational program that we put in place called Respecting the Spiritual Values of All People, or RSVP program there. And was concerned both about the changes that program underwent in its application and in its presentation in the end. That took about 7 months to produce that. And I was also concerned about the fact that leadership simply wasn't addressing the problem appropriately and was being thwarted at every turn by evangelical influences on campus. For example, when we produced our program, we were not allowed to use the word intolerance in our program because conservative Christian evangelicals objected to us suggesting that there might be intolerance on campus, or that the activities in which they were engaging in campus might be characterized as intolerance.
Well, what did they want you to call it?
Well, they very much wanted us to turn the program rather than talk about our corporate responsibility on the campus to create a certain climate and leadership's responsibility in that. They wanted to turn that program and focus on the individual cadet as if these were just little things that had gone wrong in terms of how people felt about being approached. So it was a personal responsibility issue then. And this is a common reframing that goes on in the conservative community, which says, everything is really just your little personal responsibility or your little personal hiccup, and so we don't have to really look at the larger scheme of things or the corporate responsibility here or the responsibility of leadership in this regard. And so that was an attempt to completely reframe the issue, and you will see that also very clearly in respect to the Academy task force response to this, that again, incident after incident after incident are named in this report, and yet no one connects the dots and says, my goodness, could we have a systemic and pervasive problem here? No, that's not allowed to be said.
Wow. All right, let's go to some calls. We'll go to Bill in Monument. Bill, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You there, Bill?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Talking to mute. Melinda, first of all, I want to congratulations is the word, but I have great respect for what you're doing. I think any of us who have been accosted, is what, I'll put it in stronger terms, by evangelical people such as the ones you're talking about, know exactly what you're talking about. The question I've got for you specifically is, do you see or do you sense that the reason we're seeing this at the Air Force Academy today is directly connected to the ever-growing presence of evangelical Christianity that's popping up around the academy down there in Colorado Springs?
Well, I think that there are several things going on here, and this is some of the really credible research that needs to be done and things that we have called for, the real true academic work that needs to be done here. But I think that you cannot deny the influence of the large and powerful evangelical organizations that reside just across the highway from the Air Force Academy. You can't deny that because the chaplaincy there at the Air Force Academy have clearly invited these folks up to run program after program after program at the Academy. And that would be fine if we were doing that along with inviting prominent Jewish leaders to speak and prominent leaders from the mainline Protestant organizations. I've never seen, for example, Bishop Spong asked to come up and speak, and yet evangelical leaders from the larger evangelical community speak with the cadets on a fairly regular basis. So I think that's an influential, and the way in which these evangelical organizations frame their goals and their mission. In other words, you can go up to the website of many of these conservative Christian evangelical organizations that reside in Colorado Springs and see that they have a clear agenda to influence the military by having members of the military use their power and their position to advance their ideology. Now, let me be very clear about this. That is absolutely their right in a free country to have that goal, even though it's asking their people to violate the Constitution. That's their right. The responsibility lies with the Academy to say, that's fine if that's your agenda, but we don't do that up here. So I think that's one of the reasons that we have this here. Pam Zubek of the Gazette did a very interesting article last week where she talked about just the basic demographics at the Air Force Academy compared to others. And it is true that we have a much larger Protestant population at the Air Force Academy than do the United States Military Academy or the United States Naval Academy. So that's an interesting dynamic that I think that we might want to look at. It is true that larger Protestant population reflects a larger Protestant population in the Air Force as compared to the Army or the Navy as well. So that might be a part of our influence as well. However, I caution to say that in reality, both in the demographics of the nation and in the demographics of the Air Force, that evangelicals, people talk about the larger percentage of evangelicals in the Air Force. If you go back and look at the straight demographics, there are no more evangelicals in the Air Force today than there were in the 60s. What is different about the evangelical demographic in the Air Force today is that the evangelicals reside in higher ranks in the Air Force, and just like in the population, evangelicals are now reside in a demographic which has more economic clout than if you go back into the 60s or certainly the 50s.
So they're getting smarter. So they're getting smarter, and they're going to the higher ups, and that's how they're making their influence felt.
I think that certainly yes, that's something that we might want to look at. What influence does that have? Yes.
All right. Bill, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Jonah in Brighton. Jonah, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Morning. I just wanted to comment that when I was in the Navy in boot camp, this was about 7 years ago, the first Sunday came around, and we were told that we could go to church, either Catholic or a Protestant church or a meditation room. I was raised private Protestant, but I wasn't comfortable going to a church that I hadn't been to before. I didn't know what their ideology was, so I just stayed back with people that didn't want to go to church, and the people that didn't go to church got in trouble. We had to do calisthenics till the walls sweated.
Oh, that's great.
And I was wondering if this is the kind of thing that can be found in the Air Force, or how are they implementing their strategy? How are they getting people into the church?
Right. Certainly, as the Gale team reported when they came out here, we were concerned about certain things that had gone on in the basic cadet training environment. Now, trust me, as far as I know, none of the cadets who choose not to go to worship services here are sent back to do menial duties or would view that as punishment. However, you will note in some of the reports that when cadets were lined up that didn't want to go to the worship services, this was called the heathen flight, and so they were demeaned in this way. More concern to me were chaplains who encouraged the cadets who did go to worship services that they should return to their tents and proselytize their bunkmates. Now, this is a concern to me on a couple of levels. The Air Force has made the claim that, well, that's perfectly all right because that worship service was of the tradition where people would regularly say those things. That is to say to people, you need to go back and proselytize your bunkmates and bring them to Christ, because if people are not born again, they're going to burn in the fires of hell, and you care about your bunkmates, and we're all one team here, and you should care about their eternal life as well. To me, as a pastor, I am concerned about the confusion of evangelical rhetoric with pastoral care. That is to say, chaplains are the one people in this whole dynamic who ought to understand the environment in which we are placed and the military constraints on that environment. And to say to young people who have recently left home and are in a very stressful situation where they are working literally from 4:45 in the morning until late into the evening, that are in a completely regimented environment where they're not even allowed to have a watch, so that someone has to tell them what time it is and tell them where to go, that they go every place as a corporate unit, including the bathroom. To tell young people in that environment where we're trying obviously to teach them teamwork and care for one another, that they now have some moral obligation to convert their bunkmates, and a bunkmate which, by the way, can't get up and say, you know, I'm really not interested in this, I'm going to go take a walk and leave the tent. I think that is coercive in the extreme.
Boy, I couldn't survive under those conditions.
It's extremely poor pastoral care, because it's not approaching the people, even in your congregation, with an eye to where they're at, and it encourages those people to violate the Constitution and to do that as a surrogate of the pastor, and that is, in my opinion, poor pastoral care in the extreme.
All right.
In addition, it sets the tone.
I don't mean to interrupt you. Thank you so much for the call, Jonah. Can you stick around for maybe 5 or 6 more minutes?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, because I want to get a tail end of this. I want you to explain what happened to you after you brought up what was going on and what the consequences were. So hang on. We're talking to Chaplain Melinda Morton, who testified and who has accused the Air Force of reassigning her and prompting her retirement because she had warned about pervasive religious intolerance at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. 7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 a.m., 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We're seeing a busy ride on the highways this morning. Seeing some trouble southbound 225, jammed back to Parker Road. That's because of a crash off to the shoulder near Tamarack. Now we're also loaded up southbound I-25, coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. So from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex, eastbound I-70 has you seeing brake lights from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. And if you're headed in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue slows approaching I-25. Now around town, we're crowded on Arapahoe and Belmont. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy. And Denver bound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Federal over to I-25. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies, maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now it's 67 degrees. St. John Nissan, a new kind of dealer, a new kind of deal. Home with a $3,000 cash match offer on any new Altima. St. John Nissan on the corner of Broadway and...
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax loopholes of the rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes, so call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
240.
Whenever your car makes a sound like this, go to Just Brakes for a free visual brake inspection by a...
They'll put down $1,500 and you've got $3,000. Put down $500, they'll put down $500 and you got $1,000. And at Rockies Autos, you can pre-qualify for your loan online at RockiesAutos.com. That's RockiesAutos.com. Make sure you put the S there in Autos. And while you're pre-qualifying for your loan, you can also browse Rockies' massive inventory right there on the Internet simply by going to RockiesAutos.com. So... Rockies is not like any other car dealership you're ever going to run across. And you know something, if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be part of Colorado's number one sales team? Well, at Rockies Autos, those are the most important things they look for when joining the Rockies family. As long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything there is to know about the business, and you can earn while you learn. Rockies pays every 2 weeks, and we'll give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about the great people at Rockies, and they are great people. It's a great place to work. They're good folks to be associated with. So if you're interested, they're hiring now. Apply in person and ask for Colby. But whatever you do, take advantage of the matching down because it's still going on. Rockies summer hours, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turn.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
Improve your car's performance and save you money at the pump. Better performance and mileage. Remember, before you slam it, fram it.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk presents Ed Schultz.
Why are the Dems in the House and the Senate even there the way things are running right now? I mean, if they try to do anything, if they stand up to do anything, they are vilified and called a bunch of obstructionists. And if you look at the report card of this Congress, okay, so what are the priorities of the American people? Tort reform, bankruptcy bill, and drilling in Anwar. That's how much these righties have gotten done.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today of around 82, some scattered showers this afternoon, mainly after 2 in the afternoon. On the line with me is a former Academy Air Force Academy chaplain, Melinda Morton. Let's take a couple more calls, and then I'll ask you, Melinda, about what happened and have you finish out your story. At 303-713-7600, here's Jay in Littleton. Jay, you're on AM 760 with Melinda Morton. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. Good morning, Melinda. I got a few quick things I wanted to bring up. Is it possible to get more diverse groups to speak to the cadets there at the academy?
Well, certainly, I think that that's a possibility, but the command authorities at the Air Force Academy and the chaplaincy have to be willing to do that and see that as a priority.
Yeah, so there's kind of stonewalling, sounds like, in this case. Do the cadets have any legal recourse for what they're going through? It sounds like they're really getting a cult environment going.
Well, I think that Americans United for Separation of Church and State, their report that they filed with the Academy made clear to the Academy that if the Academy did not take positive action on the things that they detailed there, that they were going to go forward with a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's Barry Lynn's group, I believe, isn't it?
Right, and we're going to talk to him between 9:30 and 10 o'clock this morning.
Great, I'll be tuned in for that. Melinda, I was looking here. I did a Google search on you real quick. I noticed you've been on the New York Times and the Washington Post have got articles on you. Have you been interviewed by any other media people?
Yes. I've been widely interviewed, yes.
On TV and CNN, stuff like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call. All right, so you brought up your concern, and you say that they reassigned you, and then what? You decided to take retirement, or did they force you to retire?
I was absolutely not forced to retire. In fact, I did not retire. I resigned my commission. I will get no benefits from the Air Force. Um, I And let me be clear about this. What I made clear to the Air Force and Air Force investigators was that I was fired from my position as executive officer to the senior staff chaplain. I made no claims about my reassignment to Okinawa. I simply said that I was curious about how that had come about, because it had come about in a rather unusual way. I did not make claims that my reassignment to Okinawa was a retribution by the Air Force. I did say clearly that my firing from my position as executive officer was retribution, because it was the senior staff chaplain was attempting to have a chilling effect on the staff there and get them to engage in the same disingenuous statements that he was putting out to the press about the Yale document and what the chaplaincy was doing there. And I refused to go along with that, and I made it clear to him that I would not be doing that.
And so then they said to you...
They removed me from my position. They did not assign me any additional duties. And, of course, I was scheduled to go I had been previously scheduled to go to Okinawa.
And what would you have done in Okinawa? Exactly the same thing?
I would have been a chaplain in Okinawa, yes.
Okay.
I'm a chaplain in the Air Force. And just to clarify things, I know you've been referring to me as a former chaplain. I have yet to be released by the Air Force Academy, or by the Air Force, so I am still a chaplain in the Air Force. One of the things that was a concern of me, obviously brought to my attention by the superintendent and by the two-star chief of chaplains, that I was not free to speak out about these matters, and it was in that context then that I decided to resign my commission.
And so what do you think is going to happen with the Air Force Academy now? Do you think there will be significant change there, or do you think that it's institutionalized that change is virtually impossible?
Well, I think that obviously General Rosa announced a week or so ago, that he was going to take a position at the Citadel, and so there will be a leadership change there. I'm a little concerned about that, because eventually I believe that General Rose was one of the few people who was beginning to get the drift on this matter. But I do think that his replacement will be critical to how well the Academy deals with this. Interestingly, however, one of the people most critical to this whole issue, General Wyda, the commandant, is apparently there are no plans to find someone else for that position, and in fact this gentleman is in line to get a second star. So what you're saying to the cadets about that, I don't know. I mean, it's a little confusing to say here's a person who's clearly engaged in violations of the Constitution, and he can put out a letter of apology and go right on with his career. I think that that's a poor message to send out to cadets. I think it says that we're not holding our leadership accountable in that regard. I think that what is really critical here, though, is oversight. The Academy has shown time and time again that the Academy will do exactly and precisely what they are held accountable to do. And I think that if Congress will come in and will engage in some direct oversight of this matter and do so on a long-term basis, that we might actually get some things done, and we might change the environment for the cadets and bring things back in line with the Constitution. If we don't, I'm not very positive about what will go on there in the next few years. So I think that congressional involvement here is critical. Congressman Israel of New York and Congressman Capps from California have shown great leadership in this regard. We had a letter signed by 46 members of Congress showing support for this. They were able to get hearings on Tuesday, which I attended in Washington. However, I will tell you that from what I saw at those hearings, certainly the influence of conservative Christians is enormous in the Republican Party. The statements that were made by Republican congressmen on the committee in an attempt to reframe this issue in terms of, I mean, in almost laughable terms of this is somehow intolerance of Christians at the Air Force Academy.
I was just going to get to that about them, I mean, reframing the argument and claiming that it's being intolerant.
Why, nothing could be more absurd. If you look, we have more chaplains and more Protestant chaplains at the Air Force Academy than any other military academy. We have more religious educational programs at the Air Force Academy than any other academy has. We have more parachurch organizations from even powerful evangelical organizations engaging in chaplain-sponsored religious education at the Air Force Academy than anywhere else in the military.
Hmm.
And these folks are going to turn to us and say, you're being intolerant of conservative Christian evangelicals? Now, come on.
Do you think that you'll get the proper oversight there?
I think that it will take folks saying to Congress, this is our expectation of you. My goodness, every young man and woman who comes to the Air Force Academy comes with a congressional nomination. These are folks sent there directly by Congress and by the Senate. So, and governmentally, the Congress and the Senate are the folks who oversee the Air Force Academy. The Air Force Academy is a direct reporting unit in the military, meaning it reports directly up to command authority and to Congress. It doesn't have to go through any other chains or channels. And therefore, that's who's responsible for what's going on here at the Academy. And I think that we, as citizens, who want these young people well trained to go out and lead our military in these difficult times, need to say to our congressmen and women, you know, we really have an expectation that you will follow up on this because it's important to us.
All right, Melinda, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really do appreciate it, and good luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. There's Melinda Morton, who is still a chaplain with the Air Force, but was the former academy chaplain at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. And Senator Wayne Allard has called for, has said that the academy cannot start its next school year without a more detailed guidelines on religious tolerance issues. And he said that in a letter yesterday that he released. But we'll see what goes on, and we'll keep an eye on things. 7:45, 50 minutes in front of 8.
Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Look, rates are fast approaching record low levels once again. For homeowners right now, with an adjustable rate mortgage or a high fixed rate mortgage, or those of you who are looking to buy a home this summer, you need to apply right now with EquityRelief.com. They have an excellent track record. It's earned my respect. It's not easy to get an endorsement from us, but I'll tell you what, I know their service is backed by employees who are the best lending professionals in Denver. They've been on for over a decade and continue to earn compliments about their ability to find the best rates and terms for Colorado families. That's because they're Colorado-owned and Colorado-operated. They are here. Let them help you next. Apply online on the internet. Address EquityRelief.com, EquityRelief.com, or call them 303-839-LOAN. That's 303-839-5626, EquityRelief.com. Call them today. Hi, it's Peter Boyles. Are you a homeowner in need of some debt relief this summer? Well, interest rates are moving down all the time. EquityRelief.com has the experience and negotiating skills to find legitimate mortgage programs, consolidating bills into a more manageable situation. It's been their specialty since 1993. EquityRelief.com on the Internet, a company I personally endorse and recommend because of their amazing track record and customer service. Before rates go up, again, 303-839-LOAN, 303-839-5626 today.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40-by-60-foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40-by-60 for $17,000 or a 100-by-200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet?
The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source, Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Are you getting promoted at the speed you want and getting the raises you deserve now? If not, contact DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management about earning a nationally recognized MBA while you work at one of their 72 locations or online. In Keller's MBA program, learn the latest skills in your field so you have a competitive edge and get promoted faster. Get serious. Find out now how to make this happen. Click right now on the Keller banner in your audio player to learn more. Keller Graduate School of Management. Traction for your career.
Titan is now offering you auto insurance at lower rates. Want to pay less? Then call 1-800-TITAN-UP for more details.
Nothing is more all-American than freedom. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and the ACLU Monday, July 4th for the 4th Annual 4th of July Liberty Run and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. Enjoy activity.
Is why, as Melinda Morton just said, with so many pastors available to the Air Force Academy, why any discussion of proselytizing touches off such controversy? Why these conservative Christians are so defensive all the time? I mean, they love to portray themselves as being a minority. And you heard Melinda Morton. She talked about how they were in the majority there. Now, the Air Force Academy cannot afford to start its next school year without more detailed guidelines on religious tolerance issues, according to Senator Wayne Allard in a letter that he released yesterday. Allard, a Loveland Republican, wrote Acting Air Force Secretary Michael Dominguez calling for new guidelines as quickly as possible. The request follows a recent report by an Air Force task force that found a perception of evangelical Christian bias at the campus in Colorado Springs, but no overt religious discrimination. You mean hanging a sign up that says Team Jesus is not religious discrimination? What happens if you're Jewish? Allard supports initial steps taken by the academy officials, but said he is troubled by the apparent lack of awareness at the academy about the line between permissible and impermissible religious expression. The report's author, Lieutenant General Roger Brady, is working with other Air Force officials to create a more detailed guidelines so commanders know what is to be allowed and not allowed. Why would that be so hard? Why is that such a hard thing? And I wonder why you even have to have religion on the Air Force Academy to begin with. Why don't cadets go like to outside, off the academy to get grounds to get religious instruction? Or to be able to go pray? Why do you have to have religion mixed in with this to begin with? If it's a taxpayer-supported institution, why the mixture of religion and the state? And Allard is a Republican, but he's talking here about saying that there is a narrow window of opportunity for getting the policies in place for the new school year. And Allard is a member of the Academy's Board of Visitors, which hopes to review draft policies at a meeting scheduled July 15th in Colorado Springs. But I've never understood that. I mean, immediately when you object to a violation of church and state rules, man, these right-wing religious people go crazy. Yet how would they like to wake up and operate in an atmosphere where, say, for instance, Judaism or Islam was a majority religion? Do you think they'd have the same feelings? Can you imagine that? Turn the tables on them for one day. I would love to turn the tables on the religious right. Just for one day. Let's go to John and Brush. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. You there, John?
Good morning.
Hi.
Yes, Jay. I'm just loving this conversation this morning. Before I forget, how's Bailey?
She's doing great.
Great. One of my favorites. I understand the Air Force Academy, like the military, needs religious input. We need chaplains there. We need
Why? Why do we need chaplains there, John?
One is because the Constitution guarantees that we can't keep them out. To keep them out is to discriminate against religion.
But to have them there, isn't that violating a separation of church and state?
No, to have a chaplain available. I think the point that your guest made, the chaplain who resigned down there, made is a great one. That what you've got is you've got some very, very poor pastoral care. A pastor understands, even an evangelical fundamentalist pastor ought to understand that when people are in some of the most critical emotions and stresses of their life, that's not a time when you start throwing Jesus at them. So I think there's pastors there that when I was in the military, I went to the chaplain and, I had some real bad experiences back in Vietnam, 68, 69, 70. I had some very, very bad experiences with chaplains, one of whom instituted a flag presentation ceremony during the middle of the worship service on the base, so that we all got to the certain point in the service and they sang the second verse of the Star-Spangled Banner, Our Father's God to the Author of Liberty, and they had full-dressed Marines carrying in the American flag in the middle of the worship service. Totally inappropriate. But to have people in that restricted environment not have access to be able to go talk to a chaplain. I mean,
why not give them access on Sunday?
Well, you give people access when they need it.
Or give them access on Saturday.
Well, you remember that, I spent 20 years as a pastor. And I was there for people when they needed me, whether that was 2 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning or 7 in the afternoon, in the evening. you need people there to need those to do those knees. I think what sounds like the real problem is they're not screening the chaplains down there. They're getting these fundamentalist chaplains who decide what a great opportunity we'll get somebody in the most stressful place. You know, they're away from home for the first time. They're in the middle of an environment that is just stressing the heck out of them. What a great time to hit them with Jesus. And that's lousy ministry. That's lousy chaplaincy.
Why even have a mixture of church and state to begin with?
Well, you know,
I've never understood that.
Well, that's been a constitutional issue for years, that because the military separates its people out, it has to make available those opportunities. And what you need at the academy is a wide range of chaplains. Yes, you need some you know, fundamentalist chaplains because there are fundamentalist people there. You need Unitarians, and you need
rabbis.
You need rabbis. You need an imam available for any of the Muslim students. But you need it all available across the board. And the thing that I learned in the military is that chaplains are supposed to be across the board. The trouble with being a fundamentalist chaplain is that they only have one view. You know, when I was a pastor, and people came to me who had a Jewish background or came to me who were atheists, I could still minister those people without trying to convert them.
And you're very, very rare. John, I'm running out of time here, man. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Jay. Keep it up.
All right, you got it. 7:58 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. We'll get back on this Blair comment about the Downing Street Minutes coming up after 8 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Since the other side has their radio, we've...
If you're in the market for furniture and thought you couldn't afford fine leather furniture, think again. There's a brand new store in Denver called Furnico. They sell top-of-the-line leather at a fraction of the cost. How about a three-piece set, sofa, loveseat, and chair for just $11.98? In fact, the most you'll pay for a three-piece top-grain leather set, just $22.98. You can't get one leather piece at other stores for that little. At Furnico, you get the whole living room set. The prices are so low because they design and build the furniture themselves at Furnico. That way, they cut out the numerous middlemen. And with their grand opening going on right now, when you buy a three-piece set, they'll throw in an ottoman for free. Along with top-of-the-line furniture, they also sell top-quality pool tables for a fraction of the price. Furnico, they're off Arapahoe Road on South Revere. You'll absolutely love them. Call ahead for directions, 720-221-3765. That's 720-221-3765. Or online at furnicohome.com.
Retailer charges. Actual prices set by retailer. Cashback from Kia Motors America. Must take delivery from retail stock by 7505. See retailer for limited powertrain warranty details. Go to Kia.com.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Bush administration has new worries on his hands. Report this morning points to an uneasiness and a feeling of uncertainty in the nation of Afghanistan. Nation's inhabitants are increasingly concerned about the sudden return of violence in the country. That violence has intensified sharply in the last couple of months as the nation prepares for general elections. Published report this morning points to scores of interviews with Afghan nationals who are saying conditions are not getting any better and confidence in the current government is waning. Continued poverty, unemployment, and 25 years of war is said to be chipping away at the confidence of Afghans in the manner in which the U.S. is conducting its military operations there. Growing unrest in Afghanistan combined with the ongoing attacks on American forces in Iraq make for a burdensome challenge for the Bush White House in his second term. U.S. military is calling it a recovery effort in the mountainous border area of Afghanistan where a U.S. Chinook helicopter went down on Tuesday. 17 soldiers are believed to be dead from the crash. Speculation has it that the chopper was brought down by enemy fire. Pentagon announced yesterday that more American troops will be going to Afghanistan to guard the elections and combat the escalating violence in the country. Military brass yesterday described this year as the bloodiest since the U.S. takeover of Afghanistan. The planned deployment in Afghanistan comes at a time when recruitment efforts for the military have been down and poll numbers for the war in Iraq and Afghanistan among American voters show many want the troops to return home. Another small aircraft managed to buzz into restricted airspace around the White House late yesterday, prompting officials to stage an evacuation at the White House and U.S. Capitol. Last time it happened, there was talk from the government that any future aircraft straying would result in a shootdown, but the pilot and small turboprop managed to escape that penalty after a Black Hawk helicopter and a Citation jet intercepted. Analysts say you can expect another interest rate hike from the Federal Reserve today. It would be the ninth straight rise from the Fed over the past year. Economists at the world's biggest banks think the policymakers will raise the federal funds rate, the interest that the banks charge each other, by a quarter percentage point to 3.25%. Many are looking for a steady rate increase to continue into next year. Many analysts say the Fed's move should translate into slightly higher mortgage rates by the end of this year. And after months of nervous poll watching, Republican leaders announced yesterday the House would vote by fall on legislation to establish individual accounts under Social Security. This is not far too fast. This is a step we can take right now to modernize the Depression-era program, said Missouri Representative Roy Blunt, the third-ranking GOP leader. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America, Xantrex 3. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Oh, we're still seeing some trouble in Aurora. Southbound 225, jams back to Parker Road. That's because of a crash off to the shoulder near Tamarack. That's been there for a while. Westbound I-70, getting word of a new accident. This one approaching Colorado Boulevard. Then we're loaded up coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. Southbound I-25 runs heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound 6th Avenue slows approaching I-25, and around town we're crowded on Arapahoe and Broadway. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 are all busy, and Denverbound on the Turnpike, we're slow from Federal over to I-25. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies, chance of an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now it's 67 degrees. Frontier Airlines has opened a store unlike any other. Bid on anything from a Yeti mountain bike to a Mercedes-Benz ML550 SUV. Best of all, you do it using your early return frequent flyer miles. Go to FrontierAirlines.com and leave your money behind. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Playing fewer commercials than ever. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000 four times every weekday. All you have to do is sign up at am760.net, then listen for your name.
Hi, this is Don Saddleberg from Aurora. I heard my name on the radio and I won $1,000.
Get more details at am760.net. Fewer commercials.
RockiesAutos.com. And Rocky's loan experts will let you know how much you qualify for, and that'll save you time when it comes to buying your next car. And if you want to see what Rocky's Autos has got, go to RockiesAutos.com, because you can not only get pre-qualified there, but you can also browse from Rocky's massive inventory right there in your own home. Don't forget, at Rocky's, the matching down incentive is still going on, up to $1,500. And at Rocky's, they'll also give you Carfax, which will show you exactly everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about to buy. And they've got a great warranty with United Car Care for 30,000 miles. It's really a unique warranty. It runs for 30 days or 3,000 miles, rather. 30 days or 3,000 miles, not 30, but 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos, with all of these things going on. And by the way, if you enjoy people and you're outgoing, how would you like to be a part of Colorado's number one sales team? Well, at Rocky's Autos, those are the most important things they look for when joining the Rocky's family. As long as you have a positive attitude, they'll teach you everything you need to know about the business, and you can earn while you learn. Rocky's pays every 2 weeks, and will give you a $2,000 guarantee for the first 30 days. And you've heard me talk about the great people at Rocky's, and they are great people. So if you're interested, they're hiring now. Apply in person. Ask for my bud Colby at the Tower of Power. That's Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 60.
Details, call Brooke at 303-492-2485 or email cvstudy@colorado.edu.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, 303-713-7600. This story appears today in the Rocky and also in the Denver Post, although I didn't see the Denver Post story. Somebody called here earlier between the 6 and the 7 o'clock hour and told me that it appeared in the Denver Post. And it's just something that I feel like we can't get through this morning without talking about it. I talked about it between 6 and 7 this morning. We thank Melinda Morton for being here and talking about the Air Force Academy. Between 7 and 8 o'clock, But this is the Downing Street Memos, or the Downing Street Minutes. Some people send me emails and say that they should be called the Downing Street Minutes because they become a collection of documents. And you can read them, and you can read the Downing Street Memo, the actual memo, by going to www.am760.net and go to the J. Marvin page, and you can check it out there. But Prime Minister Tony Blair, an Associated Press story this morning, Prime Minister Tony Blair firmly denied yesterday that the Bush administration signaled just months after September 11th that a decision was made to invade Iraq, saying he was astonished by claims that leaked secret memos suggesting the U.S. was rushing to war. A day after President Bush delivered a televised defense of the war in Iraq, Blair said defeating the insurgency was crucial to protecting security worldwide and joined Bush in linking the war with September 11th, 2001 attacks. What happened for me after September 11th is that the balance of risk had changed, Blair said. After September 11th, it was necessary to draw a line in the sand here and for the country to do with was Iraq. That was a place to do it, Blair says. He says because they were in breach of UN resolutions going back over many years. I took the view that if these people ever got a hold of nuclear or biological capability, they would probably have used it. Now, wasn't it Tony Blair who stood up and said that his belief was, and because, you know, my memory sometimes is faulty, but didn't he stand up at one time and say that that a nuclear cloud was 45 minutes away from London? And I'm not directly quoting here, I'm paraphrasing. Didn't he say that? And now he says, I took the view that if these people ever got a hold of nuclear, chemical, or biological capability, they would probably use it. Wasn't he leading the British people to believe that Saddam Hussein had those WMDs? Blair was asked about the leaked memos, which suggests strong concerns in the British government that the Bush administration was determined in 2002 to invade Iraq months before the United States and Britain unsuccessfully sought UN Security Council approval for military action. Quote, people say the decision was already taken. The decision was not already taken, Blair said. And he said he was a bit astonished at the intensive U.S. media coverage about the memos, which included minutes of a July 23rd meeting between Blair and top officials at his Downing Street office. And according to the minutes of the meeting, Sir Richard Dearlove, then chief of British Intelligence Service, said the White House viewed military action against Saddam Hussein as inevitable after the September 11th attacks. Bush wanted to remove Saddam through military action, justified by the conjunction of terrorism and weapons of mass destruction. But that intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy. And on Wednesday, Blair said raising such concerns was a natural part of any examination of a cause for war. The trouble with having a political discussion on the basis of things that are leaked is the way they are always taken out of context. Everything else is omitted from the discussion, and you end up focusing on the specific document, Blair said. It would be absolutely weird if when the Iraq issue was on the agenda, you were not consistently raising issues, trying to work them out to get them right in place. And Blair suggested that ensuring victory in Iraq is more important than debating the cause for the invasion. Do you agree with him? Do you agree with what he's saying here? Is it useless to wonder how we stumbled into this thing? Which I heard Howard Dean, head of the Democratic Party, last night on Hardball, Chris Matthews, say that we blundered into Iraq. Pretty strong language. Or do you think it's more important now to talk about winning the situation? And several callers called up between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour and said you can't have one without the other. And do you believe what Tony Blair is saying here? Do you believe with what he's saying that he's astonished at any suggestions that the U.S. rushed to war in Iraq? 303-713-7600. You know, this is just too important of a story to pass up this morning. I mean, I think it's something we have to talk about. I believe that the president did rush into war. I believe that he intended to invade Iraq all along. I don't care what Tony Blair says. And I, you know, if we didn't have a Republican-controlled Congress, If this was a democratically controlled Congress, you can bet your bottom dollar there'd be an investigation into this whole Downing Street minutes. Or memo. Or whatever you want to call it. But it's too important not to talk about it. Is Blair lying or is he telling the truth? Is he correct in saying that we should now concentrate on winning the war in Iraq, not worrying about how we got into it? I have yet to figure out what Tony Blair gets out of this association with George W. Bush. Unless England, unless Britain, is looking for oil just as well as we are. And I indicated yesterday when we were talking about the speech and when I was talking to Mark Udall, Congressman Udall, I said, you know, I collect excuses like people collect rare stamps. Or I collect reasons as to why we went into Iraq. Was it for the oil? Was it because we wanted to get a strategic toehold in the Middle East? But there are no WMDs. And Saddam Hussein never had it. There's no link between 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. But here's Tony Blair backing up Bush. And you can bet your bottom dollar. Those people who support the White House are going to seize on this. And it's going to work its way. It's going to get bigger coverage than it's getting now. That people who back what we did in Iraq are going to point to Tony Blair and see Tony Blair says that the memos are taken out of context. All right, 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open here. And your take on what Tony Blair is saying about the Downing Street memos. We'll take your calls coming up here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 814, 14 minutes.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-774-1578. That's 1-800-774-1578. 1-800-774-1578.
When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142. 800-379-9142.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
A free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. That's 1-800-704-1523.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760. Boulder's progressive talk.
Good morning, 818. 18 minutes after 8. High today around 82. AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk. Tony Blair, astonished by suggestions of the U.S. rush to war. It's an Associated Press story carried by the Rocky and the Denver Post this morning. And your reaction to what Blair is saying, do you believe him? And do you also buy the idea that it's more important to talk about how to execute the war now than it is about how we got to talk about how we got into it? Let's go to Richard in Colorado Springs. Richard, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Richard, what's your take on this?
Well, I think a couple of things. Almost laughable what Blair is trying to pull here, but he's obviously taking public relations lessons from Bill Frist, because, you know, Frist is recorded on tape on C-SPAN telling us that Terri Schiavo is responsive to visual stimuli, et cetera, when her autopsy results prove that she couldn't possibly have been that.
Right.
Frist comes back and says, well, I never said that. Well, yeah, you did. You're on tape, you know. Blair is recorded in the minutes of this meeting, engaged in this conversation about fixing intelligence to fit the policy, and now he's acting, you know, shocked that we would, quote, take him out of context. It's hard to take something out of context when you have the entire minutes of the meetings. You know, out of context comes when you play a 20-minute sound or 20-second soundbite out of a 30-minute interview. But when you have the entire transcript of a meeting, you have the context. So this claim, you know, that it's out of context is silly.
Well, I think his claim about being out of context, I think what he would say to you is you're focusing in on one meeting and one discussion that we had, when in reality we had a whole series of discussions about the possible war with Iraq.
Well, that's possible. You know, these are, you know, this is a verbatim recording or transcript of a meeting, and in which, you know, the chief of intelligence, the British equivalent of the CIA, is on record as saying, you know, look, we're being pressured by the United States to fudge the intelligence to fit their policy. And Blair sits there through the entire meeting, never really denies it, never comes out then and says, oh, no, that's not true at all. He's only now coming out and trying to claim that wasn't the case, that his friend George W. is catching some heat for this. And it's this whole revisionist history idea that, you know, if you deny something loud enough and long enough, your hope is that people will remember the denial and not go back and remember the facts, or you know, look at the tape, or look at the video, or read the transcripts, that they'll only remember your adamant denial. It's like the Holocaust deniers, deny something that's obviously documented and proven, but deny it long enough and loud enough. The whole mentality of this is people will remember my denial, not what I really did or really said. And so it's diversionary. It's a classic tactic, though, when you're under heat.
So you do believe in the strength of the Downing Street memos?
Absolutely, because they had no there was no bone to pick there. I mean, these were documents that were leaked that were never intended to come under public scrutiny. To me, that validates them right there. It's like the tapes from the Nixon White House. Those were never intended to be subject to public scrutiny. Therefore, I have no doubt about their authenticity and accuracy. It's all the tap dancing around the truth now from Bush and Blair that's obviously suspect, not the authenticity of the Downing Street minutes.
All right, Richard, great call, man. Thanks.
Thanks.
Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello?
Hey, Rick, you're on.
Yeah. Good morning, Jay. I have a question. I haven't heard anybody bring this up. A couple of points. The Blair thing, I think he right now is the political linchpin of this whole house of cards. And if he were to do anything but deny this, that whole thing could come tumbling down like the World Trade Center. He has to deny it. And my second point is, everybody's talking about a withdrawal plan and wanting some dates and everything. There is absolutely no withdrawal plan. In fact, I think it's just the opposite. I think they went in there to stay, or they wouldn't have built that huge embassy. It's the biggest embassy in the world. And why would they be talking withdrawal and building this huge embassy? And the embassy's a fact.
So do you think Bush is lying about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think this whole thing's been in the works for 10 years. I really do. And I think that once Bush got in power and the neocons got in power, they're gradually shutting this country down to get their way. I am very frightened.
Here's something to think about. What does Blair get out of this? I've asked people that. I've asked so-called quote-unquote experts about that. What is Blair getting out of this covering up for Bush?
Well,
being involved in the Iraqi war.
I think to do otherwise would be political suicide, but not just political suicide. I think it would cause the whole plan to tumble if he were to come out and say, yes, this really happened. I think the whole world would be centered on it, and the whole thing could come down.
But why would he cover for this guy? What does he get out of this?
I don't know, unless it's a piece of the action. It's getting
unless they're as interested in the oil as we are.
Exactly. Right. And England is, they have nothing against an empire. They lost theirs. Maybe they want some back.
Yeah. But I just wonder. I wonder what is Blair's reward for what he's saying? Because essentially, either he's doing two things. Either he's telling the truth, or he's lying, one or the other.
I think he's lying.
Well, if he's lying, what's the payoff for floating the lie? Or did he get duped by the White House?
That's possible. He doesn't seem like a dumb man, though.
No, he doesn't, does he?
It's also sinister that I'm having trouble getting my head around it.
Yeah, I am, too. I'm totally having trouble getting my head around it. And when I saw this morning, before going on at 6... it was one of these stories where I thought to myself, well, you could ignore it, but you can't really ignore it. You've really got to talk about it. Maybe we're not even, you and I aren't even asking the right, or me, I'll take responsibility for myself. Maybe I'm not even asking the right questions surrounding this.
No, that's what I was wondering about. Everybody's talking about withdrawal. I don't think the last thing that they want to do is withdrawal. I think they want to go in further. I think they plan on being there a long, long time.
Well, Bush said yesterday, or not yesterday, rather, but he said, Tuesday night in his speech, though, not one day longer than necessary.
Well, it sure wouldn't be the first time he lied.
Well, you know what? You got that. Hey, man, thanks. Great call.
You betcha.
All right. Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Don.
Hey, these guys are just a pack of liars. They've lied. I mean, the evidence that these guys are liars is overwhelming, especially Bush. The things that they're doing, they're putting the fox in charge of the hen house in every phase of our government, the EPA, the Forestry Service, on and on and on. I mean, these guys lied through their teeth. And the first caller said, hey, if I keep lying long enough, maybe people will start believing it. That's what they're after. They're not going to withdraw. They want to stay where they are right now. They don't care about winning the war. If they cared about winning the war, they'd put 400,000 troops in there like the general said that got fired and get the damn thing over with and get out.
Oh, you're talking about General Shinseki or whatever his name is?
Yeah. If they truly wanted to get this thing over with, they'd commit the proper amount of troops to do the war properly like all the generals told them beforehand, and they'd win the damn war and they'd get the hell out. They want to keep it right where it is because this is the level of tolerance that the American people will put up with.
All right, well, but what's Tony Blair's payoff for going along with this if he's lying?
Petroleum. You know, think about it. They need petroleum as much as we need petroleum. They're a small island nation. They don't produce enough of their own petroleum to exist. What we should be spending our money on, the billions of dollars we're spending in Iraq, is alternative fuel energy, hydrogen-powered cars and things like this that will never happen as long as the Republicans are in control because they're lackeys of big oil, the automobile industry, and on and on and on. What's so mystifying about these people? They're raping the country and the government. And the rest of us need to get off of our butts and get in action and do something about it.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with what you're saying about the Republican Party. I just wonder what Blair's payoff is in this, and I wonder, why Blair. He's either he's lying or he's telling the truth, one or the other.
He's lying right through his teeth.
All right, what's the payoff for him to lie?
Other than petroleum, I don't know what it is. I really don't know.
This administration convinced him beyond a shadow of a doubt that Saddam Hussein was 45 minutes away from nuking London.
That could be. He convinced, 55 million people to vote for him?
Yeah, that's true.
True. Why can't he convince, Tony Blair,
Because you would think that the British would have their own, and they do, they have their own intelligence apparatus. I just can't get my head around why Blair would go along with this.
Doesn't make any sense to me either, but he did,
All right, Don, thanks, man.
Yep.
Appreciate the call. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. And maybe you can tell me why Blair went along with this. Now he's saying that that the Downing Street memos do not say that there was any kind of a cover-up. Blair is astonished by suggestions that the U.S. war rushed to war. Prime Minister Tony Blair firmly denied yesterday that the Bush administration signaled just months after September 11th, that a decision was made to invade Iraq. Meanwhile, over in Afghanistan, if you look at the New York Times this morning, the mood of anxiety engulfs Afghanistan as the violence there continues to rise. So we never finished the job in Afghanistan. And if you're saying to yourself, oh, no, is he talking about that again? Wasn't he talking about it yesterday? But I saw this article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. It's also in the Denver Post, which I didn't see the article there, but caller said it was in there. From this Associated Press story about Tony Blair, I just got to talk about this. I just got to ask you what's up with this. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. 8:30 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are having some trouble on I-70 westbound. Watch for a crash. It's on the shoulder just past Quebec. Then southbound 225, jams from Parker Road. That's because of a crash in the clearing stages at Tamarack. Now on the north end, southbound I-25, starting to thin out on your way into downtown. Still sluggish through T-Rex and around town. Foothills Parkway and Arapahoe look good. The Diagonal and Highway 93 are clearing up, and the Turnpike moved along just fine, both east and westbound. Today's forecast, mostly sunny skies, maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 71 degrees. Visit Doc Holliday Casino with the newest penny games, new tables, new bar, and new parking at 131 Main Street in Central City, Colorado.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Hello?
Mrs. Anderson, this is the collections department.
Oh, hi. Listen, I'm sorry I haven't made my payment yet. I'll get it in as soon as I can.
Mrs. Anderson, I've noticed that you've only been paying the minimum balance.
Is that a problem?
Well, no, but lately your payments have been arriving later and later, and now you haven't been sending any at all.
Oh, some things have come up, and...
Maybe you should call InCharge Debt Solutions. They're a nonprofit company that can help you get debt-free. They work with creditors every day, so they'll stop the collection calls. Then they'll help lower your interest rates and roll everything into one affordable monthly payment.
That sounds pretty good.
InCharge will even show you how to stay debt-free, so you can worry about more important things.
So I won't have to hear from guys like you anymore?
Yeah, something like that.
For a free guide to managing your debt, call InCharge Debt Solutions today at 1-800-778-1617. That's 1-800-778-1617. 1-800-778-1617.
If you're a diabetic, iCare Medical makes getting your testing supplies as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, there are no upfront costs. Second, we file all your claim forms. And third, you'll never wait for reimbursement. How easy is that? Plus, we carry all the major testing supplies, and you never have to leave your home to get them. We deliver them right to your door. No more going out in bad weather. No more waiting in line at the drugstore. We do all the paperwork, and we will deliver right to your door. iCare Medical is a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. Call this number.
800-365-6303. 800-365-6303. Have your diabetic testing supplies delivered to your home right now. 800-365-6303. 800-365-6303.
$76, Network and Golf, with AM760 and new BCI, Tuesday, July 12th. Go to am760.net for more information.
AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, playing fewer commercials than ever and keeping you up to date with current events.
It's America's latest military quagmire. Where will it be? North Korea? Iran? Anything's possible with Commander Cuckoo Bananas in charge.
Jay Marvin from 6 to 10. Al Franken from 10 to 1. Ed Schultz, 1 to 4. Randy Rhodes, 4 to 8. Bill Hendry, 8 to 11. And more. The Other Side has their radio station. Now we do too. AM760, Boulder's Progressive. Some talk.
Four, 25 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Open phones at 9. Scattered showers, thunderstorms after 2 this afternoon, and a high of around 82. And at 9:30, we'll talk to Barry Lind, head of Citizens for Separation of Church and State, about the Air Force Academy. Right now, we're talking about the article, the Associated Press story that's running in both the Rocky Mountain News and also the Denver Post. Blair is astonished by suggestions of a U.S. rush to war. Is Tony Blair lying? Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, you know, Tony Blair, he must have some other documents then, right, that support his view here that this is all bull.
Well, he's saying he's implying that there are other documents and that there were other discussions, and that this is taken out of context.
Well, let's see them. I mean, the context of these minutes, the head of British intelligence, as I understand it, just came back from Washington after talking with Bush. That's when these minutes,
right,
this meeting happened. That's the context. And, you know, if he has documents of other discussions, let's see them. You know, if he claims there's other discussions, let's see them.
Yeah, you know, I would ask him the same question. If this is taken out of context, what's the other context?
You know, Colin Powell, February 21st, 2001, he has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. Condoleezza Rice, July 29, 2001. This is all prior to 9/11. We are able to keep arms from him. His military forces have not been rebuilt. Then 9/11 happens, and, you know, we know the rest of the story.
Yeah, even the 9/11 Commission indicated there was no link between, you know, Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda, which Bush keeps suggesting that there is a link.
Well, you know, Representative Robin Hayes out of North Carolina was on, I think, CNN last night saying he has evidence that Saddam Hussein...
Is he the one who... Somebody sent me an email about this, that he claims that he has evidence that there is a link, but he wouldn't share it?
Yeah, well, let's get Saddam Hussein up on charges at The Hague. I mean, we did it for Milosevic. If he's got the evidence, let's see it. I mean, he says he's got the evidence. Nobody else can seem to find it. I guess this guy's, you know, privileged to evidence that no senators or anybody else has.
Yeah, how in the world would he be the only person that would have any evidence?
Well, his biggest contributor is General Dynamics, which makes the Bradley.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So,
all right, Robert, thank you, man.
Okay, good show.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Jay.
All right, Paul, what do you think?
Well, you know, I don't have an answer, but what I need to say is that what goes on behind closed doors is a whole nother, you know, I don't think we ever get the true story out front. You know, I think whatever Blair and Bush are talking about, what Blair is getting from this, it goes on behind closed doors. And we're never going to, I don't think we're ever going to know what Blair is getting from this. You know, other than the fact that they both know the importance of how important it is to control that region. I mean, we got to keep in mind they're building 14 bases there. The new embassy, you know, it's just obvious. But the one thing I want to add to this, Jay, there was a special on 60 Minutes last night about San Diego, Texas, where they lost a couple. It's just this small, dirt-poor town in San Diego, Texas. It talked about how 40% of those who have died in Afghanistan and Iraq are from rural America. And it was talking about how the army, you know, goes in there and they want to recruit these people, and the vast majority of them, the kids, go in because they want a college education. I just think that's so sad that this town now, most of the kids now are going, there's no way we're going to join the service. You know, we don't want to go to Iraq. So I just wanted to point that out because I think it's so sad how...
There's an article today that the army has reached its quota, that it made its quota.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to know what Blair's getting out of this, but they're in cahoots. There's been a history of America and England always joined together behind things. You know, it's almost like a loyalty.
So are you saying that you think Blair's lying?
Well, I think once they got going down this path, it's like they can't come out and tell the truth because they're too afraid of what it might mean for them. As far as being elected officials, you know, they started down this path and they have to keep going down it. They have to keep spewing out the rhetoric to try and keep the country's people behind them. So it's like, yeah, I guess they probably are lying.
All right, Paul. Appreciate the call, man.
All right. Thanks again, Jay.
All right. Let's go to Gordon in Fort Lupton. Gordon, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Gordon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. I thought my phone just blacked out.
No, you're on, man. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the thing I wanted to bring up was that we were attacked on 9/11, and then if you look at the events that followed shortly thereafter as far as the terrorists declaring war on the United States, I think the reason that Bush and Blair are doing what they're doing is because they want to take the war to the terrorists and not have it on their own soil. And so far, it seems to have been working pretty well because now we've got the terrorists flowing in from all the other different countries, and we can fight them in a ground that is not our own territory.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with attacking a country that never did anything to you?
Well, I don't think that Iraq is in any worse shape right now than they were when they started.
Oh, well, you know, to say that is to absolutely ignore the constant news reports and by not only the news agencies here in this country, but also across the world about the chaos that's going on there, the lack of water, the lack of electricity, the lack of sewage treatment plants, the numerous violence and problems that's going on a day-to-day basis. And it's not only going on there, now it's starting to escalate in Afghanistan, where we never finished the job. But what was the key reason that we went to Iraq? Do you believe the key reason we went to Iraq is because Iraq and Saddam Hussein were linked with the terrorists?
I think it had more to do with the United Nations failing to do anything in Iraq. With when they surrendered, they had terms that they were surrendered under, and then they failed to keep up with those terms. Whether there was weapons of mass destruction or not was only a small key in that. And I believe that everyone was focusing on that because that was the one thing that was an error.
Well, that's what the administration sold us. They sold us on the idea of weapons of mass destruction. I mean, you've got Tony Blair here backpedaling, who basically stood up, and I'm paraphrasing him, saying that Saddam Hussein was able to launch a nuclear weapon on London and within 45 minutes, and that turned out to be nothing, you know, but false. And if we went after every country that didn't live up to UN sanctions, we'd be busy 24/7 invading all sorts of third world countries around the globe.
Well, but I'm just saying.
I mean, is that what you're, you know, advocating that we do? In other words, if people don't live up to UN resolutions, I mean, the inspectors were in there and they were looking at things. And if the administration knew where those weapons of mass destruction were, like they claim they did, and Colin Powell did that big presentation at the UN, why didn't we just tell the inspectors where they were so we could get a hold of the stuff and destroy it?
Well, it's the fact that we had some obvious faults in our intelligence system. When they thought they had bombed Saddam and killed him several times, and then they realized, oh, well, we didn't get him that time.
No, but I mean, the mistake that we made has cost thousands of lives, both on our side and also on the side of the Iraqis. And we went in and attacked a sovereign state in a preemptive attack when we had no reason to go there. It was a lie.
Well, the reasons that we gave, I don't think were very good, but I think that we did have good enough reasons to go there. And I think just the fact that
what
we
were the reasons?
Up with the treaty.
What were the reasons?
The fact that Saddam was refusing to have the inspectors come in.
But he wasn't.
Allowing them to go where they needed to. Well, he wasn't allowing
but
them to do things that he needed to.
Sure he was. He was allowing them to roam the country. They had a free hand. Hans Blix has said they had a free hand. It's been said over and over again that they were able to go anywhere. And if the administration, which sold this war on the basis of weapons of mass destruction, knew where those weapons were, why didn't they just solve the problem and tip off the inspectors?
I remember reading every day in the news, seeing the inspectors weren't allowed to go here, and then Saddam would have some kind of a stall tactic. And I believe that he was just moving things around. I don't know whether he has...
What was he moving around? There was nothing there to move around. What was he moving around?
Well, we found some small weapons of mass destruction, but no stockpile.
We didn't find any small weapons of mass destruction. I mean, come on.
Biological, chemical weapons.
We found the biological weapons that we found were negligible and do not qualify as W...
All right, class, please take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
You've heard me talk all about the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. We're the specialists when it comes to providing affordable health insurance to those of us that are self-employed or run a small business. But have you called us yet? Maybe you haven't needed health insurance. Maybe you had it where you work, but now you're off on your own. You started your own business, and now you realize how challenging it is to find affordable health insurance. Well, you can count on the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company to provide affordable health insurance to folks just like you and I, small business owners and the self-employed. Call right now and get yourself an affordable quote. The call is free. Here's the number. 800-816-3631, 800-816-3631 for affordable health insurance. Call 800-816-3631. Home Office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Association membership requirements vary by state. Not available in all states.
Optical stores with over 21 years in the business. Half-price spa treatments at Medispa. Medispa. Fast, comfortable, effective.
And hype that only an expensive clinic can perform safe LASIK. Icon's experienced surgeons have handled tens of thousands of patients and are trained on the very latest state-of-the-art lasers from Nidex to Vizix. Icon has laser surgery that's safe and affordable. And if you've ever thought about getting LASIK done but weren't sure where to start, then talk to the folks at Icon. They can help you make an informed decision to find out if LASIK surgery is right for you. Visit them on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation, 720-524-1001.
Get in now for Christie Sports' store-wide grand opening sale celebrating their newest store opening soon at Flatirons Mall. The sale starts now through July 4th at all Front Range locations. Save up to 25% off all their designer teak wood patio furniture. Plus, huge savings on their cast and wicker furniture from Casual Classics and slim varieties from Homecrest and Tropitone. With quality iron sets as low as $3.99 and 6 months same as cash, you can have your furniture delivered this week. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com with 18 Colorado locations.
Make every day a special day for Dad all summer long with quality outdoor furniture from Christie Sports. With complete dining sets as low as $3.99. Christie Sports Patio with the lowest prices guaranteed. Call 1-877-SKI-SMART or go to ChristieSportsPatio.com.
How much do you love your dog? Shasta's Doghouse provides your special family member a perfect place where your dog can make friends and release energy. Shasta's Doghouse provides doggy daycare and boarding for your pet. Call 303-307-1638 or check out ShastasDoghouse.com.
Do you know the secrets to eliminating bad breath? Well, now you can learn with a free copy of the Bad Breath Bible by Dr. Harold Katz, a leading expert in oral health. The Bad Breath Bible is the number one reference on bad breath. Find out how to get your free copy today while supplies last at 1-800-774-1071. Whether you're worried about occasional bad breath from garlic and onions, or if you have chronic halitosis due to dry mouth, food allergies, diabetes, or tonsils, the Bad Breath Bible has a solution for you. And if you call right now, you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath, a clinically proven remedy that will completely eliminate bad breath. There's a limited number of copies of the Bad Breath Bible available. So request yours today and learn the secrets to eliminating bad breath. You have nothing to lose but the bad breath. Plus, call right now and you'll also receive a free 2-week supply of TheraBreath. Dial 1-800-774-1071. That's 1-800-774-1071.
If you're self-employed or you run a business of any kind and you want a guaranteed way to save money on your taxes, you need to listen to this. We're offering a free 60-minute CD right now explaining all the details. The program is called Tax Loopholes of the Rich. I called, got the free CD, and listened to it. Then I signed up for some of their other programs they offer, and after one consultation, learned some new legal ideas that saved me about $10,000 on my tax bill. And we're just getting started. The CD is free. All we ask is that you pay $4.95 to cover shipping and handling. So call right now. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. Tax Loopholes of the Rich can save smart business owners and the self-employed thousands of dollars on their taxes. So call right now for the free CD. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031.
Checking. Get my spending report. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank and member FDIC.
Necessary. It will be necessary as long as, necessary could be 20 years, 30 years.
That's right.
So we need to read between the lines. Secondly, they're a little off the topic, but there has been a great deal of conversation on impeachment. I think that John Conyers investigation should go forward, and to remind everybody that impeachment does not necessarily lead to removal from office.
No, it didn't in Bill Clinton's case.
That's correct, and I would hate to see Cheney as the president, that would be worse, and would also create another opportunity for impeachment. I think the information that would come out of the John Conyers investigation would show what has truly transpired could lead to impeachment. That will take a year, year and a half. Leave him in, keep control of him. And as far as Tony Blair goes, the same thing is true. What is more important is what's not said than what is said. The British press, and I get on the Internet almost every day and read the British press, Tony Blair is as under fire as George Bush is. His ratings are about the same as George Bush's. I was in England not too long ago. Their people are just as frustrated with their current administration. And if Blair says that he was astonished, I think he is saying, I'm astonished that these memos got out.
He's saying he's astonished at the conclusion that a lot of us are drawing about the memos.
What's as important is what's not said as is said. This is politics. This is what, you know, certainly Britain, Great Britain, looks to America for oil, for economic survival, etc. It is virtually, there's part of a coalition.
So is Tony Blair lying to us?
Well, of course he is, sure.
Right.
And it depends on how they want to define a lie. Stretching the truth, bending the truth.
Misrepresenting the facts.
Misrepresenting. Thank you very much. And thanks again for your great show, Jay. Always listen to you.
All right, Mike, you got it. Thanks, man. Thanks for a very, very kind, very good call. Let's go to Krista in Boulder. Krista, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. So I'm still sitting here chuckling about the guy who called 2 calls ago with his little small weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
I think it's, you know, not to call names, but, you know, what an oxymoron, right?
Well, I mean, they did find weapons, but they weren't what I would call weapons of mass destruction. Let's be honest. When we're talking about weapons of mass destruction, we're talking about nuclear weapons. That's what we're really talking about here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I really called because I had this epiphany last night, and I felt compelled to call and share it with you. So I don't know if you're familiar with addiction and addicts, alcoholics, that kind of thing.
No, I'm not. Not really. I mean, I have my own addictions, but I'm not narcotics or alcohol.
Okay. Well, I've had a bit of that in my world and learned a bit about it. And one of the things about addicts is that they lie all the time, and they lie when there's no reason to lie. They just lie because that's what they do, and it creates this insanity where you just think you're going nuts because this makes no sense, you don't understand what's going on, and it's to create confusion and all of this. And George Bush used to be an addict, or he was in an addict, and as far as I know, he got sober, but he did not go through recovery. And my understanding is that if you don't go through recovery, then you don't learn the skills to get past all the behaviors of the addict. All you do is stop drinking or doing the drugs.
So you think that he's still exhibiting addictive behaviors?
Absolutely. As far as it just came to me last night, and I said, oh, my God, this makes so much sense now. Because, you know, for how many years I've been going crazy, going, why is this guy lying all the time? What is the point? Well, he doesn't need a point. There's nothing that he has to get out of it. He's an addict. He lies because he lies.
So, but what about Tony Blair? How do you explain Tony Blair's comments?
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly what to do with Tony. I need a little time to process that. I'm not really sure what's up with him.
Yeah, because Blair's saying he's astonished by suggestions that this country rushed to war.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of the sidekick buddy in like a 50s film where you got the Fonzie character that's the cool guy that's out there that's in control and has all the power, and then he's got the little sidekick that just goes along with whatever. You know, that's kind of the image I'm getting with Tony right now.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, let's go to, what is this, LaRue in Boulder? LaRue, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I just I want to comment on Krista, as your previous caller's comments. I think actually there's quite a bit of truth to what she's saying about the mindset and psychology of addiction. You know, and I don't think it's any small thing what a lot of these people are addicted to. And I will get back real briefly to the Tony Blair thing. Is that they're all kind of absolutely in cahoots. I mean, if you take the Boston Tea Party, for example, and ask yourself, well, how long did it take before taxation without representation reared its ugly head again? I mean, if you kind of condense that period of history, it was like a New York minute before it was like, you know, meet the new boss kind of thing. And I get the feeling that these people are so incredibly addicted to power and the money and the power that comes from these huge government contracts. It's kind of it's a combination of a lot of things. I think Tony Blair is absolutely involved in being, you know, getting a piece of the pie on a lot of different levels. It's of course he's lying. He's free to say whatever he wants to, and you can bet that he's under the thumb of American and massive corporate power, and he's gonna say whatever he has to keep this ball rolling. And I think what keeps the ball rolling a lot of times is a divided nation. I mean, here we are on this talk show kind of talking about it, divided, and people are calling in, well, we had some weapons of mass destruction. It's this all serves the machine to keep people divided on something. If it's controversial, that can be a good thing. So maybe he was allowed or decided to say something that was a little bit controversial.
Well, so either he's flat out lying or he's not lying. And as one caller said, he's got other documents that we've never seen to back up his assertions. I wish somebody would call his bluff.
Well, I do too. And who, how suspect would the documents be anyway? I mean, it's hard to believe anything you see that even claims to be official.
Well, I mean. You know, if he were to show declassified documents to indicate that the Downing Street minutes were taken out of context, like he claims,
oh sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, I would probably go along with it. I mean, I don't think that they would manufacture documents. And people can call and take me to task over this, but I don't think they would manufacture documents and try to manufacture proof because somebody would talk. But the fact is, everybody's strangely silent about this. And why he's astonished about this coverage is beyond me. When it's got a ton of coverage in Europe.
Yeah, I can't imagine that Tony Blair being, you know, kind of this head of the British Empire, you know, second only to the U.S. Empire, and who knows how separate they really are, could possibly be astonished by that fact. My personal opinion on this is that he's just saying that, regardless of what the documents say, that he's just saying that.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. It's been a good one. Hope to talk to you again.
Absolutely.
All right, it's 8:58 and AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're going to open phones coming up here after 9. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600, Tony Blair or anything else, the Air Force Academy, whatever it is you want to talk about, we'll do it Friday, 4 hours of open phones.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
Includes up to 5 quarts of multi-grade oil, synthetic oils, custom wheels, and diesel vehicles extra. Most vehicles available at participating in Colorado Front Range locations only. Expires September 4th.
Ed Schultz is going to tell it like it is. And now he has more time to do the telling. Fewer commercials means more talk on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The White House says they are interested in getting to the bottom of allegations that the newly elected president of Iran was once to capture 5 former American hostages 25 years ago. The former American hostages say they have no doubt in their mind that President-elect Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was among those who were part of a 1979 American embassy takeover in Tehran that lasted 444 days. The embassy takeover was part of a protest of Washington's refusal to hand over Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi for trial. The Shah had fled Iran after a government overthrow. The hostage takeover was among the many issues facing the White House of then-President Jimmy Carter, who eventually lost a bid for a second term to a landslide victory by Republican Ronald Reagan, you may recall. Pentagon says They will be willing to send more troops to Afghanistan. The U.S. has responded to concerns of renewed Taliban-driven violence in the country. The exact number of troops remains to be seen. Whether any will be pulled from Iraq is also unknown. The New York Times reported today that Afghan nationals are becoming increasingly concerned about the escalation of violence in their country. The paper also says that many are unhappy with the current government and America's handling of military operations in Afghanistan. Rescuers have reached the wreckage of a U.S. Chinook helicopter that crashed into a mountain ravine earlier this week in Afghanistan. 17 American troops are believed to have perished in the crash, but there's been no confirmation. U.S. military commander would only reveal that they are engaged in a search and recovery effort, but mostly in a recovery stage. Went on to say that enemy fighters are still in the area, still unknown as what caused the crash. The investigative arm of Congress, the General Accountability Office, says the military needs to protect servicemen and women who look for extra life insurance when they head to a war zone. Government investigators say such personnel are sometimes swindled by insurance agents. The agents try to get troops to purchase unneeded coverage or to pay more than they should for the insurance they wind up getting. Members of Congress say it's wrong for military recruits to be pressured to buy overpriced insurance. And hundreds of Israeli soldiers raided a Gaza Strip hotel today to remove about 150 Jewish extremists who barricaded themselves inside several weeks ago to protest Israel's planned Gaza pullout. About 10 busloads of soldiers and paramilitary police raided the Palm Beach hotel and went room to room, that is, to remove the extremists who had stockpiled food and surrounded the hotel with barbed wire fences. You're listening to AIR America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, things are starting to clear up on the highways. Westbound I-70, a little slow from I-270 because of an earlier crash just past Quebec. Southbound 225 bunches up on your way into the tech center. And on the north end, southbound I-25, looking real good on your ride into downtown, though more sluggish through T-Rex. Now northbound I-25, second up from Bellevue to Hampton. Around town, the diagonal on Highway 93 clearing up nicely, and the turnpike moving along just fine, both east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Taking a look at the forecast, mostly sunny skies, maybe an afternoon shower with highs in the 80s. Right now, it's 73 degrees. At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment. And with over 60 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now. Stop at a Fantastic Sam's today. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, playing fewer commercials than ever and keeping you up to date with current events, including the progress of President George Bush. So without further delay, the progress of the President of the United States in alphabetical order. This has been the progress.
If you're a business owner, whether you own a small shop or a large corporation, when it comes to building a new facility, the process can be overwhelming. Concerned with getting the building you need on a limited budget? Call Anthem Steel for a pre-engineered steel building. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. For as little as $17,000, you can buy a 40 by 60 foot building from Anthem Steel. You can get a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. That's right, a 40 by 60 for $17,000 or a 100 by 200 for under $130,000. For your free information, call 800-771-1868. Anthem Steel has the high-quality solution for almost any size you need. Before you give up, call Anthem Steel for your free information at 800-771-1868. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-771-1868.
Before, the old standards of measuring cardiac risk are just plain outdated. And I want to tell you about Colorado Heart Imaging and Front Range Preventive Imaging. Now, these two centers have the same state-of-the-art technology and share a common goal, the early detection and prevention of heart disease and some cancers. My wife, Mary, just had a heart screening, and she passed it with flying colors. That's the kind of peace of mind you just can't put a price tag on. The process itself was incredibly fast and non-invasive, and she was done in a matter of minutes. We were shocked at how fast that went. We were just absolutely blown away. The two centers use the revolutionary FDA-approved electronic beam scanner which uses much less radiation than many of the imitators out there. They also offer virtual colonoscopy. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths. And before, the only way to be screened was through the uncomfortable process of using scopes. No more. Now you can be screened in a virtual process that takes only 15 minutes and has you back to activity immediately. No risks, no scopes. Here's the bottom line. The technology is there to screen for cancers and illness before they become life-threatening. It's called preventive medicine, not reactive. Lung scan, virtual colonoscopies, and heart scans. You owe it to yourself and your family to call Colorado Heart Imaging in Denver at 303-433-8800, or if you're in the Boulder area, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-433-SCAN. That's 303.
This is Merlin Olson. Have you called the NASE yet? The National Association for the Self-Employed is one of your best resources to obtain access to affordable health, dental, vision, and critical illness plans. The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed. Call today to find out how the NASC can be your best resource for affordable benefits.
Call the NASC now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Big solutions for small businesses. Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance, so call right now. 888-217-5512, 888-217-5512. Not available in all states.
Brakes customer for life. Just Brakes, earning your trust at every stop.
There are additional charges for additional repairs. Offer good for most cars and light trucks.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. High today of around 82. And we do have a chance of some clouds and thunder showers. Chance of precipitation about 30%. All right, let's go to the phones. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing?
Okay.
When you were talking about what could be Blair's motive and just everybody's motive, it seems the money tends to stop being talked about for some reason. We lost about $10 billion in Iraq that we've admitted to.
I thought the figure was $8.5 billion.
Yeah, sorry, $8.8 billion. I'm sorry.
Oh, is it $8.8? Okay.
And I'm looking at the oil for food scandal that the Republicans get all upset about, that maybe the UN's president's son took. That amount's about $10 billion. So, you know, on one hand, we get all upset if the UN's doling out money to brother-in-laws, and right now we're doling $10 billion out to friends of Bush and Blair, and nobody seems to pay attention to that. We don't even investigate it.
So you're saying money's the reason?
Well, I mean, we don't know, but usually when you have a lot of crime, money's in there. And maybe that's not Blair's top motive, but maybe it's Blair's brother-in-law's top motive.
Yeah, but you know what? I haven't seen anything about that. I haven't seen anything about anybody close to Blair profiting off of this thing.
But we don't know where the money went. We don't even look into it.
Well, you'd think somebody would look into it, though, wouldn't you?
You would, but you know what? Remember when the big deal with Whitewater, we spent how many millions of dollars investigating Clinton's $20,000 he might have made?
Yeah, we spent a lot of money on Whitewater, that's for sure.
As far as I know, we're not spending a dime trying to find out where the $10 billion went.
Well, you know that 8.8 billion?
Right.
Nope, nobody, not one senator or one congressman has raised any of a question about whatever happened to that money.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. We have a president who's and the Congress and the Supreme Court, and there is nobody to investigate anymore. It's a real problem.
Yeah, it is, and that's another reason why we need to take back control of both houses in 06.
And the last thing is, I think maybe we ought to keep reminding people that the war is costing a lot of money. You know, I don't know what it is now. It's probably over 200 billion, closer to 300 billion. They don't even tell you how much. And you know, your average guy on the street is willing to cut a lot of slack to Bush, right? I mean, we hear callers saying, "Well, yeah, I know there was no good reason to invade Iraq, but, you know, the Republicans are good guys. And that comes from the basic feeling people think that the Republicans are going to keep more money in your pocket. And I think we need to explain to people over and over again that these guys are taking money out of your pocket and giving it to their buddies.
Well, the super rich in this country are getting away with murder.
But somehow the common person doesn't see it, and I think we've just got to keep telling people, this war is costing us $300 billion. And, you know, we talk about whether it's truth and beauty and maybe we lost 1,000 sons. I just think your average person's more interested in money.
All right, man. Great call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to Rich in Boulder. Rich, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay. Just want to mention, the Downing Street memo, or minutes or whatever, came out, what, beginning of May?
Yes.
During the British election?
Right.
So how come Blair didn't come up with this excuse then? It seems like he's now just been asked by George to spin something for him.
Well, I think that's a legitimate point. Why didn't he say anything about it then? He's never said that the memos are not true. He just basically is saying that they were taken out of context and that there's more there. Now, a caller last hour said, well, if there's more there, why doesn't he just come out and show us the rest of it?
There's nothing more there. Now it's spin. It's not on a British focus. It's on an American focus, and we're spinning it for the American public. And the other aspect, Britain profits tremendously from Iraq. They're controlling the southern oil fields in Basra, which are actually probably the most benign area of Iraq in terms of revolt and so forth.
They've got a much easier job than our troops do.
Exactly. And the only other thing is the WMDs they found were old mustard gas shells from the 80s that we sold them.
Yeah, you know, I agree. There were no, I don't know where that caller was coming from about the WMDs. And when I think about weapons of mass destruction, I don't think about mustard gas shells. I think about nuclear bombs.
Well, nuclear or major biological, but that was all just a cover story to get in there.
Yeah, even the 9/11 Commission cited, said that it wasn't there, that there was no connection between Iraq and the terrorists. That, you know, I mean, all of everything the administration
that's
said.
That's about the only thing valid the 9/11 Commission actually ever said.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everything the Commission has told us about the whole situation there is irrelevant. I mean, it's wrong.
Exactly.
I mean, how long can they continue? And it amazes me that there are people who still think that they told the truth.
Like that, there was that congressman or a Republican South Carolina or North Carolina associated Iraq with 9/11 again in the paper yesterday.
Yeah, can you believe that?
It's the Goebbels, Herman Goebbels PR campaign.
If you say it often enough,
repeat the lie.
That's exactly, and I wonder why nobody called him on.
Well, somebody tried to, but of course they don't get press time in the corporate media these days.
I mean, I wonder why somebody just didn't say, okay, well, if that's true, then produce the proof.
Yeah, exactly. They should call it on these guys. They're just a bunch of crooks. Anyhow, talk to you later. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. 913 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Got a couple of lines open. Let's go to Josh in Superior. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
Hey, Josh, talk to me.
I want to talk about the casualties in Iraq.
Okay, do it.
One of the things I'd like to see happen is, since we're getting a little pressure on Bush now, and he's kind of under the fire, you know, this 1,700 dead is, that can't be right. You know, they're only counting the people that die immediately right on the battlefield. And just the other day when they were talking about this money that they need for the veterans, they were saying they have 103,000 casualties. And
those are people that are wounded, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Right. And, they, you know, the official numbers that they're releasing through Bush is, you know, 20,000 or 30,000 hurt. I mean, we haven't even included the private contractors who are dying over there, too.
And you're right. They're not included in the count. That's true.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering if anyone can, like, since these guys are working for private companies, I wonder if there's a way of checking and seeing if they've applied for insurance, their families, the ones that have died, and we can get a harder count on, you know, what exactly is this toll. Because people seem to think, oh, it's not that bad. You know, we've only lost this many. It's been a couple of years. I think it's a lot steeper than we're thinking it is.
Well, you know, those private contractors, you know they've got to have insurance and some kind of life insurance policy.
Yeah.
Why would you take a job over there if you didn't?
Exactly. And the other point I had was, you know, when are we going to reach the point where the rest of the world is going to say, you know what, the United States needs to disarm? I mean, we're attacking sovereign nations. We're selling, you know, and we sold all these things to Saddam himself. We sold the anthrax to him through an American company, and we're the largest arms dealer in the world. And, you know, when is it going to come a point where they say, you know what, we don't think you guys are responsible enough to have these things either?
Well, you know why that goes on? Yeah, you know why that goes on? Because we look at every third world country as being like children, and we're the only ones that are parents.
Right, right.
And then, you know what, and that's not true.
We're the responsible ones.
We're the responsible ones, and that all we're doing basically is just making money by selling these weapons to third world countries.
Right, right. Which is okay as long as it's making money, right?
That's exactly right. Thank you, man.
Oh, wait, my third point was,
okay.
Did you notice in the this morning that they're kind of setting the table for this Iran invasion? The hostages come out and said that the new Iranian president is one of the...
was one of the minders.
Right, exactly. So I think that might be the first little nugget that they're trying to throw out there.
That may happen, but I'll tell you something. There's a front page story in the New York Times today about escalating violence in Afghanistan. We're going to have to confront that, too.
Oh, I know.
So, I mean, that's something else that's going to stand in our way. Hey, thanks, man. Great call.
Hey, yeah, thanks.
All right, line open at 303-713-7600, 916, 16 after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their radio stations. Now, we've got ours.
Gates Planetarium at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science is proud to present Sonic Vision, a mind-blowing fusion of music and digitally animated visuals for the 21st century. Sonic Vision was created by the American Museum of Natural History in collaboration with MTV2 and recording artist Moby. Sonic Vision uses state-of-the-art technology to blend modern rock with vibrant visual artistry, featuring music from Moby, Radiohead, U2, Coldplay, Audioslave, and many more. Don't miss this unique visual and musical journey at the Gates Planetarium starting this Friday. Get info at 303-322-7009.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-400-9349 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-400-9349 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-400-9349.
Good manners will last a lifetime. Here's how to order.
Order Learning Good Manners today by calling 1-800-34-KEYS.
You get Carfax, tells you everything you need to know about the vehicle you're about to buy. And United Car Care with a great protection program, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Get pre-qualified for a car loan right now by going to RockiesAutos.com and get pre-qualified for that late model truck, van, minivan, car, or SUV. The loan experts at Rockies will let you know how much you qualify for, and that'll save you time buying your next car. And speaking of saving time, if you go to RockiesAutos.com, you can browse Rockies' massive inventory right there in your own home. So whatever you do, if you're in the market to get a late model, good, clean, used car, place to go is Rockies Autos. They've got trucks, minivans, vans, cars, SUVs. The selection is just out of this world, and you can see it at RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but you know what? If you come after 9, they'll stay late and make sure that things are fine. Rockies Autos, located at the corner, and this is a convenient location, the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Once again, that's the corner of 63rd and Federal, just...
Want to learn more about yourself? Want more insight into the lives of others? Then call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. New members get 10 minutes of intuitive guidance for just $19.95. Call Psychic Source now, 800-270-0975. We have over 100 psychics available. 10 minutes is just $19.95 for first-time callers. Tarot, astrology, numerology, and other ancient arts can offer you the insights you want. Call Psychic Source now. 800-270-0975. Talk for 10 minutes for just $19.95. New members only. Learn what a psychic reading can do for you. You need the source. Psychic Source. We're here right now. 800-270-0975. 800-270-0975. For entertainment purposes only.
Call Brooke at 303-492-2485 or email cvstudy@colorado.edu.
A morning show for the rest of us. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Open phones underway here at 9:20, 20 minutes after 9. 303-713-7600. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones. Look for the high today around 82, and we do have a chance of some precipitation, about a 30% chance. All right, let's jump back on those phones, and we go to Judy in Littleton. Judy, good morning. Oh, I'm sorry, Jim in Englewood. Jim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. What about yourself?
Oh, just doing great. Of course, I've developed a lot of anger over the years, or this last year, because of the information that's coming out as the truth to all of us. That has just, it's tore me in so many different directions, it's unbelievable. And it just brought something up to me I just wanted to bring to your attention, and I don't think anybody else has mentioned this, but first of all, I want to thank you so very much for being there.
Oh, thanks.
And giving us the truth, which is what we need. And if you don't mind, I'm going to get a little philosophical on you.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm looking at this from a different point of view. I think out of fear of the future and greed, there lies, the lies is what's creating a lot of this problem. I'm reading this because I'm a little nervous right now, but I need to read this because otherwise I wouldn't be able to say it.
Sure, go ahead.
What does the rest of the world think of this situation? Can this play into other countries' hands, see our strength being corroded? Look at how our country is divided, all because of our beliefs and actions. There is the truth versus the lies. I believe there was someone who said, a country divided against itself will fall. And that's some things that I look at from this whole point of view, from a world stance, and from our own people as human beings, what's happening to all of us. And this division that we're having, I mean, every time something comes on the TV or on the radio, I am coming up. I mean, I've even got to the point, and I hate to say this, and I'm a retired Air Force guy, but in some respect, with this war in Iraq, when I hear about the things that are happening over, my heart goes out to these people. But for some reason, below my consciousness lies this, okay, let's see, we got to get more people to, the soldiers over there have got to die more and more so we can get this thing turned against Bush, and et cetera, et cetera. And that's not something I want to believe. But for some odd,
I don't think that's true, though. I think what you've got is, I think you've got three sets of people, okay? You've got those that have sworn onto the Republican Party platform, do or die, it doesn't make any difference. So they're the ones that are going to support whatever the president does. Then you've got a second group of people. And you've got a group of people who are basically sitting in the middle. And you've got a third group of people. And those are people that are feel ripped off, are heartbroken, and are upset over going to Iraq when we didn't need to go. We should have finished the job in Afghanistan.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody in this country that thinks that it's a great deal or that it's good that, that U.S. citizens, that soldiers are getting killed or that Iraqis are getting killed in Iraq. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that thinks that's good.
Exactly. And for us to go in, I mean, these Downing Street memos, when they came out, it just reconfirmed in my mind all the thoughts that I knew that, from his father, that from then on after he got in and he went, after Saddam, I just got this feeling that after his action there and him passing it on to his son, and the philosophy that was developed there, all of this stuff in this desire to, I don't know, maybe it is to get rid of the evil in the world. I don't know what it is on their part. I mean, the far right has influenced them so much that we all want to get rid of evil in the world. We all
I think we all want to get rid of evil in the world. I think you're right about that. But I think that we want to do it in the proper way. And, you know, one of the things you got to do is you got to respect the sovereignty of individual states. And you can only interfere so much. I mean, we have that embargo going. We have the whole economic sanctions against Iraq. You know, no question about it. It was a very, 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 very tough call. But
don't lie, you know, to
what,
get
what, us. What are we going to do? Are we going to go invade everybody who we have trouble with?
Yeah, I mean, in this creating this situation and to go before United Nations and put all this stuff up there to try to convince people that we had reason to attack, that to me is just blatant. I mean, that to me is impeachment. In my soul and mind, I'm thinking if we as Americans want to live our truth and we want to look and act like we're supposed to be as Americans and all the love and caring we have for each other here and other people in the world that feel the same way, they don't go blatantly out there and lie in front of people and say, this and this and this, so they can attack another country? I mean, you know, it's just, it blows my mind. And I don't know about the rest, you know, I mean, I'm sure all of us are going through these pains and sufferings, and then we have everybody just ignoring this situation. But, God, you as a human being yourself, you got to say something.
I could talk about this subject every single day into monotony because I can't get over it. I can't reconcile it in my head that we're doing what we're doing.
None of us can do that. I mean, it's like, God, wait a minute. I was born in 42. My dad was in the war, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I lived through a lot of the different changes going through. I'm 63 now, which is still a very young age. And I've lived and seen all this stuff. My dad was a drill instructor in the Army for 20 years. My brother retired from the Air Force in 26 years, and I retired in 20. So we're kind of a military family.
Right.
But I went to Vietnam and other things. But the thing is, besides all that, that's beside the point. It's we as human beings have got to live up to our truth, face it, and do something about it. And by God, you guys on the radio, and the station that you guys brought up, I swear I can't help but listen to you every day and just absorb all this truth, because you listen to the other stations and they ignore it, or they're telling us something we don't want to hear, or building up this, facade of information that's just not the truth.
Yeah, they won't confront it. You're right about that.
Yeah, I know. I was going to watch Fox TV this morning when I went to John Elway to bring my truck in for checkup.
Right.
And I said, I ain't going to watch this. This is a bunch of garbage. And so I just, you know, got a newspaper and I read some articles in there and did other things. But I thought, my God, there's no way you're going to force me to sit down and watch Fox.
I know. And look, you know, I see people at the YMCA all the time when I'm over there working out.